reads as follows. Mr. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Infinity Broadcasting.
One word.
Gentlemen, after months and months of questioning, hey, do you really know those guys? And months of abuse like, hey, do you really deal with those guys? And months of adulation, I finally heard my Rob Spiewak introduction on the air. My only comment is, could you please use the right middle initial? Thanking you in advance, I am Philip R. Hochberg.
Philip R. Hochberg.
Right.
There it is. Philip R.
And he said it was stationary, so let me say, the high point of my day is now introducing stadium announcer Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Well, it appears your procedure went well, so I don't get to say hello, Ed, hello, Willard. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. $100,000 Man and all the ships at sea. Well, welcome to the place where broomstick is okay, but finger isn't, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. All right,
still noodling that one through.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody. It's Friday, April 28th.
Wonderful.
Telephone number, same as it was yesterday, 1-877-365-3636, toll-free throughout America. If someone would please get word to the producer of this show that today is the free money show, and if we're going to be giving away the rents and the mortgages, I need the list of all the people who have won prizes over the last month.
I know, because you can see clearly now.
Oh, I can. I want to tell you about my laser eye surgery.
Good. You know, I tell you, they look much, much sexier now, too.
I keep telling you, there's nothing cosmetic about it, Mike.
I tell you, you look 20 years younger.
It was an interesting procedure. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But first, I had a question for you. Who's the bestest radio audience in the whole cotton picking world?
That would be the audience of the Don and Mike Show.
This one. That's right. And right here at our home in Washington D.C., where we've been heard for 15 years, the last 8 or 9 here on WJFK FM.
Hey, man.
Yes, we got our winter ratings today. And I'm going to tell you what a good radio audience is.
Very good audience.
That this is considered for us and for the station and generally for all of the rock stations, a soft book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the word they use. That's the word they use to describe a book like this.
This was a ratings book where all of the urban stations, all of the brother stations had gigantic ratings.
They went through the roof.
And all of the other stations went down the crapper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even when our show goes down the crapper,
you folks keep us I was going to say, you keep our heads held high.
We still don't go down the crapper.
That's right. Good.
Listen, although I want to tell you, I am disappointed that in this ratings book for winter 2000,
yes,
you only made our show number one in 25 categories.
Well, they can always try a little harder.
Yeah. Only 25 categories were number one in this ratings book. Imagine that.
Yeah, now, have we gotten a little spoiled?
Yes. Yes.
We have indeed.
Yes.
We have.
Still a great book. Thank you for listening. Still number one in so many categories.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Of course, we always say it. We are so grateful. You guys are the ones that do this for us every single
thank
time.
You. And thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to this show every day.
We know that's hard for some of you, and we really appreciate it.
Yes, adults 18 to 44, 18 to 64, 25 to 34, 25 to 44, 25 to 49, the all-important 25 to 54, 25 to 64, number one.
Way to go.
Yay. You want to know the categories? We have over a 10 share.
Yes.
Men 12 plus, men 12-44, men 12-49, men 12-54, men 12-64, men 18 plus, men 18-34, men 18-40, but the list goes on and on and on.
Double digits, forget about it.
Yeah, so thank you. Even what in this day and age is called a soft ratings book, we are proud to tell you that even in a soft book,
yes,
our show is rock hard.
Yeah, and we hope that it'll be harder next time around, too.
In a soft ratings book, we're erect.
Absolutely.
We're boner fine. Thanks to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Number one in 25 categories. This book, thank you. We appreciate it.
When we go to other cities, when we do the syndication thing, when we go there, you know, here in Washington, D.C., you make that happen for us, and you continue to do that. And it's nice. It's very nice. It really is.
Yes, so thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Now, having said that, Don't hold me to anything else I say to anybody who calls the show today.
Very good.
Now, the laser surgery last night, and thanks to you and Buzz and everybody for taking care of the end part of the show last night.
Thank you for calling in. It was a pleasure. You had me going. When you called the second time, I truly believe. I thought you were going up the road. I didn't think that you were going all the way to Maryland. I thought you were just going up the road. So when you called, that happened so quickly that I thought you may have actually gotten the procedure done.
No, my honey and I were in traffic for like 45 minutes getting to this place, and I do want to thank the good people at the Laser Center, TLC.
Did they treat you well?
They did, and I especially want to thank Dr. Witten, who's the guy who did my eyes. He also did Tiger Woods' eyes.
I mean, that's got to be the best guy in the business if you're dealing with him. That's pretty cool.
He is excellent. They were so nice to me last night. I went in, and, you know, not a lot phases me. I've been in and out of the hospital with my kidney problems and all this other jazz.
Right.
And I've had, you know, 13 operations and broken both legs, broken my arm. But for some reason, this thing really had me going yesterday, the whole eye laser thing.
You broke both your legs?
Yes. I've broken both my legs. I have a pin in one knee. I have had a dislocated kneecap.
I know about the dislocated kneecap. I know the bad knee. I didn't know you broke both legs.
Yes, I've broken both legs.
How did you break your legs?
I broke one leg jumping off a roof.
Uh-huh.
And I broke another leg in a bicycle accident.
When you were a boy?
Yeah, lots of that stuff happened when I was riding my bike to work last week.
Well, I thought you might have been, pulling a Joe Krebs or something like that.
No, I didn't have a heart attack.
Okay.
And break my leg while I was riding through Rock Creek Parkway.
I'm sorry, I just, whenever you, like, throw facts out that I'm not aware of, I like to investigate, so go continue about your...
But even with all of that, with all of this various medical stuff I've had done, I was flipped out about having this thing done, because, your eyes are very sensitive.
Those of us that know you knew that you were a little uptight yesterday. The second half of the show, going out to this procedure, I knew it was very much on your mind. When I asked you that, I said, you're a little uptight about this, and you kind of go, Yes, I was.
Well,
I knew you were uptight.
I was, and I arrived there, and they were so nice. The place was closed.
Mm-hmm.
The whole staff came back last night just to do my eyes.
Wow. On a Thursday night, that's very nice of them to do that.
You know, I went in and they gave me the check one more time to make sure that my eyes were compatible with the surgery, and then they sat me down and they started having me sign the waiver.
When did you get the enema?
Well, they didn't give me an enema, but thank God they gave me the biggest horse-sized Valium that you've ever seen.
Really?
Well, because I guess a lot of people are nervous before this, and I was...
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Who wouldn't be?
I was nervous, and as I was reading the waiver, the disclaimer that you have to sign, I'm realizing, and I'd read it before, but it says basically you could walk out blind,
mm-hmm.
and if you walk out blind, you just get a handshake, and you say, okay,
sorry about that.
Sorry that we lasered your eyes.
Yeah, well, they've done thousands, hundreds of thousands of these procedures.
But there's always a chance.
Yes, of course, they have to put that in there.
So I had to sign the waiver, and then they said, you know what, you need one of these pills. People sometimes need these pills. They brought the pill back, and they
said... Now, do they do that for everybody? Do they look at you? How do they determine? I mean, were you crying? Were you in the fetal position? How did they determine that you needed the horse-sized value?
I had crapped my pants. I think it's standard. They do that to relax the eyes.
That probably is true.
And I was nervous. I was twitching.
Unwanted body movements.
So they gave me this pill to take, and then they said, "Chill. In about 20 minutes, we'll do the surgery." And about 10 minutes into it, boom, this thing kicked in, and I felt like Jell-O. And the next thing I know, a lady actually took me by the hand,
mm-hmm.
one of the staff, and brought me over and sat me down in a chair.
Any hotties?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
Loaded with hotties.
Sure. I mean, okay, that guy's... he's the main man. He's the big He's the big enchilada.
Yeah, Dr. Witten's the guy. He's surrounded by hot women.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman that put my booties on was hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put surgical booties on me, and they put one of those... surgical hat, like one of those shower cap things on.
There you go. Did they bathe you?
No, they didn't bathe me.
I'm just checking, I just want to find out.
Not for lack of asking.
Very good.
But, I realized at one point I'm sitting out here, and I'm just entertaining a group of people.
Right.
I'm out of my mind with this pill, and I got these stupid booties on, and I have this gigantic surgical shower cap on.
Sure.
And I'm just kind of holding court with these people. They're sitting around listening to the tales of regalia. I'm going on, and every once in a while I see my wife out of the corner. I'm like, hi, honey, how are you? And then they realize that I was sufficiently bombed.
You're at this point ready for the procedure. Take out the whole eye.
Right, where they brought me and they laid me down, and... As he was describing it to me, thank goodness that they had given me this pill, or I would have backed out.
Because mm-hmm.
I know he had told me what he was going to do, but it's different when you're laying down on the table, and he says, now, you have to keep your head very still. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to open your eye up with this little instrument, so that you can't blink. then I'm actually going to reach down. You can feel me touch on your eye. Now, you may have a bit of discomfort. You're going to feel me touch on your eye. Now, when I start the laser, you're going to lose vision in that eye for approximately 20 seconds. Everything will go black. But after 20 seconds, you should get your vision back.
Wow.
Now, man. You know, that's what they say to everybody, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, it's probably a little scary.
So I laid down and had my eye propped open, and then... You know, he gave me the laser. And
he's just totally cool, right?
Oh, I mean,
he is one cool customer.
He could do this in his sleep. As far as I know, he could have been bombed yesterday while he was doing the surgery. I mean, it was...
Probably just interrupted his dinner, came back in and knocked it out.
Total amount of time for him, about 10 minutes to do this procedure.
There you go.
That's how easy it is. And just like he said, I lost vision in one eye.
Right.
And I counted, you know, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. By the time I got to 12, it started coming back. And he said, now we're going to do the other eye. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Lose vision in the left eye.
And that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, that's the laser surgery.
Exactly what it sounded like.
Got done, and before you know it, he says, you know what, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
Do you feel, I mean, you have worn glasses most of your life.
My whole life.
Yeah. And you, you know, wear contacts or glasses. How does, what is the difference? I mean, because I'm not a...
The difference is that it feels like I'm wearing my contacts, except I'm not wearing contacts. And I would tell you how great it feels to be able to rub my eyes, except for a week I'm not able to rub my eyes.
Right. Okay, all right.
So we get done with the procedure, and they give me those big goddamn Jack Kent Cook glasses to wear, those big wraparound Terminator glasses.
Mm-hmm.
They said, go home, go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you should be able to see perfectly. Now, what I didn't hear... When we were leaving, thank God my wife, my mommy, my nurse was there.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't hear was when we got home, they gave me what looked like the lenses from two giant sides of aviator sunglasses.
Okay.
And as I laid down on the bed, what she had to do was put those on my eyes and then tape so that they don't come off. Because
right.
what they're concerned with, especially the first night, is that you're going to be sleeping, you're going to rub your eyes.
And especially with you having the procedure done later at night, you know, you'd have more of a chance of, it's a fresher procedure, so
right.
you haven't had that time to heal.
Mm-hmm. So I was laying down on the bed ready to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm taping these lenses to your eyes.
Right.
And that was scarier than having the procedure done. Because, you know, I have this tape that's on the sides of my face and on
right.
my forehead, and when I would open my eyes to look, I could just barely make out light and people and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it was the most uncomfortable night of sleep that I've ever had, because I had these gigantic things on my eyes.
It was like an alien.
Yet this morning, the greatest thing was getting up, ripping the tape off, taking these big goggle things off my eyes, and for the first time... Waking up in the morning and been able to look at the clock and see, look, 6:10.
And perfect.
Perfect.
Wow.
Cool. I went in today. My vision is already 20/20, and they think it's going to be even better.
That's incredible.
So listen.
That is truly incredible.
I'm just here to say thank you to the good people at TLC. I know this sounds like a commercial, and frankly, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
listen.
But they probably wouldn't get it if you didn't look at that clock and see the numbers.
If I had woken up today and like couldn't see or something, you'd hear that today also. you would have heard it. Absolutely.
Sure. Sure. That's very nice.
So Dr. Witten is just a great doctor, and I highly recommend that with TLC. And thank you to all the very hot women who were there last night with me.
He's got to be just rolling in it.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those
guys.
He's
got to be swimming in it.
You know, you can tell a guy's rolling in it if he's a guy who's got his initials monogrammed on the sleeve of his shirt.
Sure, why not?
And he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
he's got all this.
Guys. Yeah, it's great.
All this Tiger Woods memorabilia around and stuff like that.
You know, you think of all the proctologists out there, you know, and he chose this area to go into in the medical business. You know, so what he's doing now, you know, as opposed to guys that are, you know, taking iron and finger and doing that thing, this guy goes in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's not these things out.
I know, I was thinking, what a scam.
People are considering him a miracle worker.
What a great scam that
he's
is.
He's getting paid good money for it, and he's, you know, that's what a sweet deal.
What I would like to know from him, and he wouldn't tell me this, I had to go back in today to get the day after checkup
mm-hmm.
to make sure that everything was okay. And we got done, and I was happy. I'm happy like I am now. And I said, you hear this from everybody, but you don't know what it's like to be able to wake up and see perfect. I said, thanks.
I'm sure there are people that have been on had a lot worse vision than you that, mm-hmm. that have been corrected, that where it's really a miracle worker.
My vision was pretty bad. I'd like to find out what the number was. My vision was pretty near awful, seeing stuff far away.
Right.
It was just awful. So today, I said, thank you. I appreciate it. And he said to me, I want to tell you something. I appreciate the fact you're thanking me. He said, you would be surprised how many people come in and get this done? You know, I got it spiffed because I'm going to do a commercial for them.
Mm-hmm.
How many people come in and get this done for free and never even say thank you?
Really?
Yeah, and I said,
I would think that really you'd just be, especially after the whole thing was done, that you'd just be want to hug the guy.
I said, well, tell me who. And he said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I said, who? I said, any disc jockeys? And he said, I can't say. Is it any athletes?
That means yes, disc jockeys.
Is it any athletes? I can't say.
There you go.
So that means yes. So anyway, you know, I know he's listening now, so hello, Dr. Whitten, and the only thing I was concerned about was this morning when I woke up and my butt was bleeding.
and giving you cranberry juice.
Yeah, I had cranberry juice. So anyway, glad I had that done. Now,
congratulations.
On with the show, yes.
That's great.
Beautiful. I can't wait to go swimming.
That's cool.
You know, because that's the big drawback for anybody that has contacts or wears glasses.
Mm-hmm.
When you go swimming,
right.
You know, you come out of the water and you can't see a goddamn thing.
That's very cool. That's got to be neat. I mean, your whole life wearing glasses. I wear glasses in here, which are like reading glasses. I don't even really need them, but I wear them for the bright lights and stuff.
And also because, you know, they make you look pretty.
Oh, yeah, right.
You wear your big Sally Jessies in here sometimes.
Yeah, I got those. Where are they? I lost them. No, they're, I mean, it must be really, I always hear those commercials and you hear people talk about that. It must be truly, truly cool to wake up in the morning and experience something you've never experienced.
It's great. And one thing that somebody said to me last night, that thank goodness, in my Valium-induced haze, I was able to remember. One of the people who works there was sitting down and talking to me right after the procedure had been done, where they were waiting to make sure that I was okay to go. And she said, "Do you think ugly people know they're ugly?" And I said, "Pardon me?" And she said, "It's just a rhetorical question."
Is this a hottie that's saying that?
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know, it's not like a beast would sit down and say this. She said, "Do you think ugly people know that they're ugly?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know. I'd like to talk about that on the radio." I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "No, I think most ugly people think they're beautiful." And I wish I could tell
you... I disagree.
I wish I could tell you more about this conversation I had, but unfortunately at this point, you know, my wife was grabbing me by the hand and virtually walking me to the elevator and getting me in the car.
I think all people are aware of how they look. I think everybody's aware of that. I mean, I think that there are...
I don't know.
You know why? Let me tell you why. Because there are certain universal standards, especially in our culture, where we have the ideal man and the ideal woman.
Yes,
they're always in the media. They're always in magazines.
But even having said that...
Right.
I mean, without naming names... Can you think of anybody who works here who you consider to be ugly?
Really horribly ugly?
Well, no, just not horribly ugly. Not like disfigured. Not like Mask, that movie with Cher.
Ugly?
But ugly.
Ugly to me is somebody who's just not pleasant to look at.
Right.
That's so unpleasant to look at.
I can think of someone who works here who I'd consider to be ugly. And I bet if you were to ask that person would not think they were ugly.
I'm trying to think if there's... and I'm being really serious here. If there's anybody here that I think is genuinely ugly.
Okay. I just wrote it down for Mike.
You're just making me laugh.
I mean that.
No.
Ugly. Oh, come on.
I don't.
The demeanor has a lot to do with how a person is perceived by other people. I mean, it's more than just...
Oh, you mean ugly?
Physical beauty.
The whole thing.
If you see someone who's always frowning...
You know what I'm doing?
And this person is not beautiful either.
I'm going back through all the jobs I've had. I'm going back to find... And I'm finding a guy that used to work for me when I was a program director.
Right.
And he was ugly, and I don't think he thought he was ugly.
Mm.
And I mean ugly. Big, fat, ugly. And let me tell you something right now. That's an interesting question, because now that I think about him, I don't think he thought of himself as such.
That's what this lady was trying to...
You're talking about really ugly people. Are there people that have it in perspective? Like, I count you, I count me as people. We're not fashion models, and we don't have any misconceptions about the way we look. We both are very self-aware.
But I don't think we would be categorized as ugly. People can say whatever they want about us. You know,
right.
We're not the best-looking guys, but we're not... ugly. I'm
not
talking about
ugly.
Somebody really ugly. Rob, come here. Do you think you're ugly?
I could do better. I mean, but I'm not ugly.
No, I don't think Rob's ugly.
No, I was just using him as an example.
I don't think Rob is remotely ugly compared to some of the... But I actually have to go back to find somebody really that's just like... Ugly to me, this is how I define ugly. Ugly is you walk into a room and you see somebody and you want to turn away. There's another guy I worked with years ago. There's a guy that had the worst teeth... I've ever seen, and he used to eat eggs, and we had breakfast meetings, and I would sit across from him, and I had to turn away. That's ugly. That's somebody... Oh, thank you. It just jogged my mind a little bit there. I'm going to write down.
You're going to write his name down?
I'm going to write down a name for you.
Okay.
And it will prove the theory once again that ugly people don't really...
While he does this, I'd like you to consider one thing. Remember, Mike E. Rockhead, thought he was the best-looking guy on the show.
There's example 1A, gentlemen.
Okay, there's someone who works here. Show it to Rob.
Yeah.
That person is ugly.
Yeah.
And, okay,
hasn't a clue, though.
Let's use that person as the example.
Then the example
is... If you were to ask that person, are you ugly?
Right.
And that's someone who works here? That person would say no.
No way, probably. Absolutely not.
Does not consider him or herself to be ugly.
So I think the answer to the question would be ugly people don't consider them. Because if they did, then they wouldn't be able to go on. They wouldn't be able to live with themselves.
Right. You know what? I bet if we stop, what, Robbie?
They'd truly let themselves go if they gave up hope.
That is true. I think there are some
people. Maybe they're fighting.
If you're talking, when you're saying let go, you're talking about weight. And I think some people get to a point with their obesity where they just completely let them
go. No, it's not weight. Some people are just born ugly, man.
Right. That's
like they might not. You know,
I mean, the person whose name you just wrote,
mm-hmm.
that is a person who's not fat, has good high. I'm not going to mention them.
Yeah.
Has good hygiene,
yes.
as
hygiene,
far as
absolutely.
We can tell.
Great hygiene.
But would be considered ugly.
And I think that's somebody that where that falls into the category of kind of like, and I'll tell you right now, and this person will go nameless, as everybody will that we're talking about. I will tell you this, that the bulk of us, the vast majority of citizenry, we fall into that great abyss
in the middle, right?
Between the really beautiful people and the really ugly people,
true.
You know, and I think those people, the majority of people, they feel they're more self-aware.
I'm just talking about just the uglies out there. Do ugly people know that they're ugly?
However, you know, there's nothing worse than a guy that's not that good-looking that thinks he's good-looking.
Yeah, and listen, we're loaded with guys like that around here.
Absolutely.
We wanted to come up with a list of guys around here who think they're good-looking
mm-hmm.
and really are not good-looking.
Right.
You know, that list,
absolutely.
We could do just like that, lickety-split.
We've had that discussion before about people around here. It's truly the vast majority of people that have different perspectives on what they look like. And I think it's better, it's always better, if you err on the side of being ugly.
And I don't know why this lady said this to me last night, but it stuck with me. I got home and wrote a post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remembered last night, that a lady who works there said to me, mm-hmm. do you think ugly people know that they're ugly?
How weird is that?
I think it was in the context, she was asking me about people who come down and play the games on the show. She said, are all the women who come down and get naked, are they beautiful?
Sounds like she was hitting on you.
And I said, well, no, my wife is sitting right next to me.
Oh, okay, all right.
I said, no, frankly, some of the women who come down are, borderline fugly.
Yeah.
But if they're willing to come down and take their clothes off, they're welcome to be on the show. Maybe that's how she did it. Well, do ugly people know that they're ugly? And, of course, the woman that was asking me this was like a model.
I will tell you right now, we've had lots of women that come down here, lots of guys that will take their clothes off, that I think that they are, in many cases, sometimes they think that they're better looking than they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they take their clothes off. I think there are also women that think they're ugly that have been in this studio naked that are stone cold knockouts.
Self-image.
And they don't even know it.
I think most beautiful people know that they're beautiful, with some exceptions.
You know, but most, I think, do. I heard a supermodel being interviewed who was mm-hmm. saying she has never, ever thought of herself as beautiful. And I think that it's probably, you know, I would never
know. You know who I bet thinks he's beautiful?
Who?
It's Tim McWilliams.
Yes.
I bet Tim McWilliams thinks
he thinks he's
strikingly handsome.
He thinks he's a stud. He thinks he's brilliant.
You know who else? I'm just looking at the list of employees now, people mm-hmm. we've had on the show. I bet Steve Johnson thinks he's a good-looking guy.
Absolutely.
Oh, and did you see the violently insane Jeff Schrinsky, who was back in the building today?
No!
Yeah, yes. He was walking around earlier. I bet he thinks he's a good-looking guy.
Of course he does.
Nothing could be farther.
What's he doing back here?
Let me see. What about Andy? Do you think Andy thinks he's good-looking?
Andy Rice?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Charles Broyhill?
I would be fascinated to get Charles Broyhill to give us an opinion of what he thinks he looks like.
Bring him in, Robbie.
Real honest opinion.
Yeah. If he thinks he's good looking or not.
Because questions like this kill him. it requires him to turn the spotlight on himself.
He'll have to drop his Peter Pan persona for a moment.
Absolutely.
To come down here and tell us if he thinks, he's not around?
Oh,
of course he's not around. Hello, Laura. Hi, Laura. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about, radio in Rwanda, like all that hate radio. Do you think it had anything to do... Well, they say that's what caused the violence in Rwanda. What do you think?
Oh, honey.
What the hell are you talking about? 5 years ago.
Talking about ugly people.
What?
Hello, Charles.
Speaking of...
Do you think you're ugly?
Or dorky.
You
I would say dorky.
Dorky.
Yes.
You think of yourself as dorky.
Yes.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Thank you. A nice, honest answer.
I wouldn't agree. I think he's gorgeous.
Oh, we have an ugly girl on the line. All right, here's Clara. Says she is ugly.
Yes, I am.
Really?
And I would like to tell you, I can't speak for men, but ugly women, we know from the time we're born that we're ugly because people don't say, oh, what a cute baby. They make you very aware of that. The
well, how do you even know when you're a baby? You don't remember what people
say
to
you. You don't.
You know how people treat you.
No, not from being a baby. It's
it
not
does.
Like you can hear people not saying, you know.
You know the reaction that other people have toward you.
What do you mean? You're lying in the nursery and the baby next door is getting all these accolades and you're just sitting there going, but you're ugly.
From the I was born with a deformed face.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, listen, now, hold on. See, that's a different area. That's like you should be on the Maury Povich show,
no,
though.
No, I'm not that deformed. Just deformed enough to be ugly.
Oh, well, that's...
And,
you don't qualify for this survey.
Yes, I do. I'm telling you that people tell you, you know, you can see people praising other little children, and they don't say anything to you. They avoid you.
Are you married?
I was married.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's okay. She depressed the hell out of me.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Wow.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Jeff from Pensacola. Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
You know, one of this conversation about whether or not people think they're ugly, I think the truth of it is have you ever met parents of ugly kids that just think their kids are the most beautiful thing in the world?
Yes, but you know, there's a theory about ugly kids, and especially ugly kids on television, that generally kids on television who are ugly grow up to be beautiful, and kids who are really cute on TV grow up just to be monster looking.
Mm-hmm. The ugly duckling.
So I don't know if that's true among regular people.
I hope not, because I think my kids as babies are really cute kids, and they're still very cute kids. And I remember that theory. You said, what was the show where it was a boy? It was a blonde haired boy.
I think it was Family Ties. Maybe was it the little boy? Robbie? What was the show where there was a kid
and he just turned into a magazine character,
cute precocious little kid. Who was the little brother? Was it Family Ties?
Family Ties or was Brian Bonsall, who was the little brother.
Now, what was the one with Alan Thicke?
Oh, stay cool.
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains, yes.
The littlest boy on Growing Pains, who was a cute little kid.
He played Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yes, but as he grew up, he became more hideous as the days went on.
Now, here's a question. Can you determine the difference between cute and good-looking?
Yes,
absolutely. Cute is a liability when you grow, but a good-looking kid will remain good-looking, but cute becomes a detriment.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Let's just keep this to adults, though.
Yeah,
I like to talk about ugly adults.
Yeah, but they start as kids.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right, let's try this one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Body.
I'm having to do this manually because the computers are down.
Hey, shocker.
Hello.
Man.
Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, you know, ever since the military moved me down to Panama City, Florida, I only get you guys like 5 minutes a day, and I miss my ride home in D.C. You guys were the best thing that I had to keep me going through the day.
Yeah, but what's the temperature down there?
81.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Bye.
We're ready for that around here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So, you know, but the beginning of May, end of April, isn't it supposed to be seriously around, say we're in Virginia, technically, right. We're in the state of it. Isn't it supposed to be like 80 now?
I think it's supposed to be at least 70,
yeah,
really.
Right. I mean, it's been like 40 degrees here for 2 weeks.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Right.
I want to talk about that ugly survey thing you're doing right now.
Yes, are you ugly?
I don't know. What do you classify as ugly? Maybe we could...
No, you can't do it way. That's subjective.
Just look at yourself in the mirror. Just tell me, are you ugly or not?
I don't think I am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I'm beautiful in person, but I'm terribly non-photogenic, and that's a big thing to think about.
I want to tell you something. Based just on this guy's voice, this guy sounds ugly to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm terribly ugly.
You ever heard the expression, the camera does not lie, sir?
No, the camera does lie.
No, you see, non-photogenic
means ugly.
Now, that word photogenic, that was invented for people that feel, shamed by the camera.
Oh, well, I'm shamed by the camera. You guys look great on King and Queens, or King and Queens, as the fellow the other day said.
You know, people can say about a supermodel, the camera loves her.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but ugly people would say, I'm just not photogenic.
That's right. I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say I was ugly.
I was just going to say I agree with you.
Big time.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, that's good. You're secure with that.
Yeah.
How ugly are you?
I'm real. I got pimples all over my face.
So very ugly.
Very ugly.
Very ugly, but you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Clear still face wash. Try that.
Could change everything. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
What's up, my brothers?
Are you ugly?
Oh, no, never. Used to be.
This guy's
ugly.
I grew
up to be handsome.
No, see, this guy, a lot of times guys who have too much self-confidence, they're masking the fact that they're really very, very hideously ugly.
You know, I had a guy that did some business with me, insurance business, and he would call me handsome.
Oh, that's
and
spooky.
I'm in the process of like doing insurance with somebody else now with a friend of mine that does it.
Good.
because of that single reason.
Maybe he wanted in your pants.
No, he was straight as straight could be, but it was his way of being
way of putting you down.
Hey, how you doing? No, just going. Hey, how you doing, handsome? You know, it's like his natural way of what he was how he would address guys.
Yeah, and smack him.
It made my flesh crawl.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, handsome? Okay, to you.
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Hey, did you guys ever see fugly.com? There's some pretty ugly freaks on there.
Everybody's got a website. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I knew when I was ugly. My mom told me I was such an attractive guy that I could get any girl.
But you are ugly.
Oh, yeah, I'm fugly.
Okay, thank you. Like, you know, this is answering the question. Do ugly people know that they're ugly? Yes, they do.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, check this out. As far as the whole ugly thing is concerned,
yes.
When I was in high school, I was... No woman will holler at me. But now I'm a model and my wife's a model. So I really don't know what to tell you about you guys' theory on ugly. Because it just...
You're a model?
You're ugly. What's that?
What do you model? Retainers?
No, I do catalogs.
You do catalogs? What catalogs have you been in?
I've been in the Sears catalog when I used to work in Illinois.
Sears catalog's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Are you an underwear model?
Oh, no. I ain't got a nice body or anything. I'm just a decent, average-sized guy. You know what I'm saying?
You're an average-sized guy and you got a pretty face?
It's decent. It's nothing like...
It's clean.
What's that?
Nothing. Everything gets back to toss my salad on this
Absolutely.
Show.
It's
clean.
Immediately.
It's decent. All right, so you do not consider yourself ugly?
No, but... No, I don't. But at a time, everyone I knew did.
All right, thank you. Maybe they were right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay in those catalogs. For God's sakes, don't let them give you any speaking parts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Good friend of mine had the same experience as that other gentleman. When he was young, he was overweight, and he flowered a little bit, and now he's a pretty good-looking guy, and he is completely aware of what he was like when he was younger and how
That's
people looked at him.
All right.
He flowered.
Thank you,
Brian.
Hello. It's not good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I want to help you prove your point about ugly kids.
What if that's more dangerous than Blossom?
Hold on. I got another one for you. I'm going to write down another name.
Very good. Yeah, because they come to mind, don't they?
Okay.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Buzz?
Yes.
Robbie? Are we agreed?
Oh, yeah.
That is an ugly person.
We have
now.
Our third person at the
now,
station.
If you were to ask this person,
yes.
if this person considers himself ugly, I bet you'd get a no.
You'd get a no.
No.
Right. All three of those, you'd get a no.
Right.
Which I think backs up the theory that ugly people don't know they're ugly.
Except the people calling our show.
Absolutely. They're very secure with their ugliness.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I want to help you prove your point about ugly kids that grow up and are hideous.
Yeah, right. Who?
Soleil Moon Frye. Isn't that her name? Punky Brewster?
Well, I don't know if she's ugly now.
Is she going to hottie territory for a while?
She has gigantic jugs, right?
Beautiful breasts.
She's a little kid, just a hideous grown-up.
No, she is hot, and she had breast reduction. That's the last reason
yeah,
she
I
was
think Punky
the...
Brewster grew up hot.
She is a piece to be reckoned with.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, I generally think I'm a goddamn good-looking man. But I just went back in the mirror and bent over and looked backwards through my legs with, like, my balls on my chin, and it's not so pretty.
Okay. All right.
Hey, but you're flexible.
from that vantage point, who is beautiful?
And remember Lace Garrett? Hey, what a little stud when he was younger. Look at the guy now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true with his bandana. running over his friends when he was drunk.
I think young guys that have those girlish good looks,
they
inevitably turn into to ugly men.
That's still the best behind the music ever, the Lace Garrett. One.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to let you know, I've been ugly all my life, and I'm 24 years old. I've never been on a date. I've never talked to a woman for more than like 5 minutes. I'm always alone, all by myself. No one will come near me.
All right, so you are ugly, and you know it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I have a theory about looks and men. When you've got a guy that's a movie star or a TV star that's got those girlish looks, like I'll give Tom Cruise as an example. I think Tom Cruise has those kind of pretty girly features. And Tom Cruise, you know, they say men age better than women do. I think when you have those girly features like Tom Cruise, as you age... you hit the wall more than a guy like, say, a Paul Newman, who has kind of the rugged good looks, you know what I mean? Do I sound gay?
Yeah, well, you are reading my mind.
I'll tell you what. Because I was watching...
maybe you'd like to cook something for us now.
I was watching that movie with Harrison Ford.
Right.
And Harrison Ford, what's he, like 60 now or something like that? But, I mean, he's got
getting
this
close.
Face that looks like a skillet full of mashed potatoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, I'm surprised that we've not had any women besides the one woman who said she was disfigured calling us saying that they're ugly. We just have guys calling saying they're ugly.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I tried.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I know how you can determine how ugly somebody is.
Are you ugly? Are you ugly?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, you can find out how many sexual partners they've had.
I'm just thinking about what I just said. I think I might be about 10% gay. I'm really worried about that.
Don't worry.
Very, very concerned.
A little more than that, I think.
You know, after between yesterday and today, I just, I got done with that, and I just stopped, and I thought about it, and I'm, hey, c'est la vie.
And I don't think that you can judge the ugliness of a person by how many people they banged.
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, a pig can lay down and spread her legs just as easy as a supermodel can.
I think that it can affect your looks if you bang too many people. Mm-hmm. I think some of your finer pornography stars have proven that, you know, when they hit the wall because they've just been way too much doing it.
Used like a toilet.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, how many people have you been with, honey? You.
Yeah.
How many men have you been with?
Do I really have to say?
Yes.
Nine.
Yeah.
Four. Rob.
This little girl had knockers.
She was a whore.
Okay, thank you.
Nothing worse than an aging porn star. An aging female porn star is like, cack.
It's on a light show.
Hey, yeah, I kind of agree with that girl.
What?
It doesn't matter about it. You know, I think it has to do with the sex partners. When I was in high school, I was ugly as hell. But I was hung like a horse, and I got plenty. Now I'm an adult. I can't give it away.
That's sad.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Then it's kind of like a constant reminder of what was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm ugly.
You're ugly?
I got a huge Charlie Brown-like head, and I can never get a good haircut, so my hair is always looking screwed up.
You know, listen, my question has been answered.
Charlie Brown-like head.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question has officially been answered. Yes. Ugly people do know that they're ugly.
Do know they're ugly. We appreciate the ugly people that have been calling in and saying that they're ugly.
You know what, though? Next week, we have to do a Man on the Street segment.
Very good.
We really have to send Rob or Toya or Nympho Lisa or Bloody Beth, somebody out on the street with a tape recorder.
I think it's a good idea.
To find ugly people.
Right.
To find them and walk up to them and say...
Or walk up to every person they see and ask them, do you think you're ugly?
Do you think you're beautiful? I'd rather ask ugly people if they think they're beautiful.
Well, if he asks that question, though, you're going to get, of course I think I'm beautiful. I think everyone's beautiful in their own way. You know how many people, especially in this town?
Yeah, all right, well, but you know, we should just ask ugly people, though.
Okay.
Just uglies.
It should be a two-pronged question. It should start with, do you think ugly people know they're ugly? Then, do you think you're ugly?
Beautiful.
Right,
that's
good.
The format.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, here's an ugly girl. Hello?
Hey, yeah. I know I'm ugly. I've been ugly all my life, you know? Ugly people definitely know that they're ugly.
Is this Cheryl the Big Dyke?
No.
You sound exactly like Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Not that she's ugly. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful, absolutely. She is all woman and all beautiful.
No. Definitely not.
How ugly are you?
I think I'm pretty ugly.
Are you big and sloppy fat?
Not really.
Okay. Not really?
Nah.
Just ugly. Was your face all munched up or something?
No, I'm just not attractive.
Well, I mean,
you
that's...
thin hair, just not attractive.
Thin, like, stringy hair?
Yeah.
But listen, there's a fine line...
Beetlejuice.
There's a fine line between not attractive and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ugly.
Do you have a fella?
Oh, yeah. I've been married for almost 20 years.
You got your life partner.
Well, there's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
20 years you've been married to an ugly woman.
Do you,
he's not exactly, Richard Gere and so.
Have you given up, or do you try to make yourself look pretty? Because you know we see people every day where it's just obvious that a long time ago, any effort was just thrown out the window.
Yeah, well, I think I'm about to that point. Just, you know,
And your husband is ugly, too.
Hey, he's not, you know, like I said.
Do you have children? Are they ugly?
No, my kids aren't exactly. No, I wouldn't call them ugly.
You know, you can see in some of the lesser department stores, your Kmarts and Walmarts, you can see women who a long time ago packed it in. I mean, and you know,
you know what?
Really just you get it's the sweatsuit. That's, it's the complete sweatsuit.
That gives me the idea. That's exactly where we should do the survey next
Walmart.
Week. Go to a Walmart parking lot and just interview the women as they are coming out and going.
And men,
women and men.
Absolutely.
And just ask all the ugly ones, mm-hmm. you know, do you think that ugly people know they're ugly?
Absolutely.
And we can get a description of what each person looks like before their interview.
And I don't know whether this is some sort of personality disorder on my part, but when I see a woman who really has just, you know, just a long time ago, it angers me a little bit. Because sure. even if somebody is hideous, if they just made a little effort, they could just raise the bar a little bit more for themselves. But there are women that it's, oh my God. You know, you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding?
It's usually the hair that it's just, where you have the man's haircut. You know, the man's, we're mm-hmm. you know.
I'm going back to someone who works here. Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a theory about ugly people. When I first met my wife, I thought she was good looking, but she wasn't the best looking person. But then when I met her friend was just fugly ugly.
Yes.
So I think that if you're a fairly good looking person, it's good to keep ugly friends.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
That's great. That's absolutely. A great idea. Right.
I think it makes yourself look a lot better looking.
I never did that.
That's why Mike and I always go out with Rob.
The worst part is now that they're no longer friends.
What, Robbie?
Why I go out with you.
Touche.
I would seriously, when I was in my social circle, when I was growing up, when I was single, I would always usually hang around with guys that were better looking than me. And I always thought that was a big mistake. And, you know, many times I would feel sad about that because, you know, they would end up doing much, much better than I would. I was always bummed out about that.
Generally, my friends were always
uglier.
No, average, just like
average,
me.
Average, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. nobody really good looking, nobody like stop a car ugly, just a bunch of, you know, medium range slobs.
And when I got to college, I finally found the medium range slobs that I hung around with, and then I was much more
accepted. In your element.
Back in high school, you know, I would always hang around with the, you know, the good looking kids, the, you know, the good, the pretty people, you know, and as I told you, the proms, I'd get the good dates at the prom, but it would
never get anything.
Nah,
awful.
Nothing would happen, because like, oh, he's so funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Donald Mike.
Yes, last call. We have to do a break. Hello.
Yeah, how are we doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I live down in Virginia Beach, so I don't even get you guys on the radio down there. I just happen to be driving up around the D.C. area.
Listen, and, why do we need this biography, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to get you to get somebody down to Virginia Beach area to get you on the air.
Yeah, that's all we have to do is just snap our fingers to get on to Virginia Beach.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, you're talking about your ugly people and stuff like that, and, you know, they say, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, because, I mean, I've known some people growing up, I mean, some women who were just... I mean, just butt ugly. I mean, you know, there's just no hope for them.
Yeah.
But they got married. And the
right.
husbands are the, I mean, guys who are married to ugly women are the most jealous guys in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever noticed that.
Now, you know what I notice a lot of times, especially when we go to Ocean City in the summer, that you see, generally, the biggest, piggiest, fattest, floppiest, fuggliest, pimpliest, Just boil-infested women.
With a guy that looks like a Pez dispenser.
Yes.
Right.
Very skinny guys mm-hmm. with gigantic, fat, obese women.
That's everywhere.
And they're wearing the smallest bathing suit.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, did you say, was it you that said at one time you saw that, or some skinny woman with a big fat guy that was squeezing the zits on his back?
Yes, I did. At Ocean City, right.
Oh.
He had a big hairy back and she was just squeezing his zits. Hold on, we got to do a break. We got to, for goodness sake, we have to stick to a schedule today.
That lady should have come in, that laser lady, you should have come in to continue that discussion.
And she was hot.
Yeah, wearing white outfits? The white.
No, they were wearing their cashies.
Oh, the cashies.
Casual clothes.
Oh, okay, all right.
She was wearing a purple dress, as I recall.
Ah.
Purple dress.
Very nice.
Smell real good.
Do you have any more follow-up appointments that you have to go
next
to?
Next week. Next week. I think I might have told her she could be my kamari. Since she has some business in New York.
It's right after you had the horse-sized Valium.
That's right.
Very good.
That's the new thing I say to almost every woman I meet. She mentions that they travel to New York. Really? Do you know what a kamari is?
Kamari.
Time for Caller 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Oh, Jesus. show.
No, we haven't.
Let me pull a name at random. We'll do it right now.
Okay.
Right now.
This is very exciting. If you have qualified, you got to listen right now. Pay attention.
Answer your phone by saying either I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
Very good.
Okay? That's how we'll know that you're listening to the show right now. And if you do that, we will pay your rent or your mortgage.
Very exciting moment right now. This is our first one. Our first rent or mortgage will be paid now. You answer your phone by saying I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
Here we go.
I'm pretty. I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
Right. He's made this list as absolutely impossible as can be.
The password is I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
I think we qualified during the month 139 people for their rent or their mortgage.
Answer your phone that way right now.
We'll pay it.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is Heather there?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Don and Mike?
All right, is Heather there, please?
No, she's at work.
All right, I'll try there. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
She gets a second chance.
Answer your phone by saying, I'm beautiful or I'm ugly, even if you're at work.
Yes, right.
Right now.
When the phone gets passed back to you, that's how you have to answer the phone, right?
Pay your rent or your mortgage.
Hello?
Good luck, contestant.
We're trying. Yeah, this could be the first big strikeout today.
When you hear the siren.
Nope, no answer there.
I'm sorry. Was that a big one?
That was $2,575.
Oh, no!
That was a big one.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's try one more.
Very good.
All right, you know, it's impossible. What they do is they pick them at random. And look at the way that Broyhill writes this out.
That's not too tiny.
So it's impossible to figure out what the phone is.
He's dorky, you know. Answer your phone by saying, I'm beautiful or I'm ugly right now. This is your announcer speaking.
We're sorry. The party you are trying to reach is not accepting calls from anonymous numbers.
Oh, please. I'm not anonymous.
What do you think we're going to do? Breathe heavily? We're just trying to give away some cash.
Yeah.
Please. What's wrong with people? Oh, man.
All right. Trying. Here we go. Trying. Desperately trying to give away rents and mortgages.
Those phones. Oh, man, I miss the olden days.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer...
Wait a minute, hold up.
I miss the olden days with Sarah. You know, you just tell Sarah who you wanted, right, and she'd ring him up, and you'd have the wooden phone with a little black mouthpiece coming out of it.
Two longs and a short.
Jeepers, creepers.
Okay, here we go. Yes, so when all the numbers were like Klondike 5...
That's right.
4823.
Party lines.
Okay. Here we go. Come on now. Come on, Big Bucks.
Here we go. Feeling good about this one.
Come on, Big Bucks.
It's your phone by saying I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
Come on, Big Bucks.
Everybody wants to win, but
all these people have given us two telephone numbers to call.
Jeez.
All right, there's no answer at that one.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
We try another one. Hold on.
All right. Answer the phone by saying I'm beautiful.
Stop it.
Be beautiful. Beautiful or I'm ugly. Right now.
Nine. Big money on the line here.
Come on, Big Bucks.
No whammy!
We don't want a whammy, Peter Tamarkin.
There you go. Either I'm beautiful or I'm ugly.
Right now. Danny.
Oh,
sit down, Danny.
But, you know, didn't we warn people?
We did.
To listen to
this
the free money show on...
Forwarded to an automatic
this
voice
is what's
message
wrong
system
with the United States.
The tech age.
Nicodemus.
Right.
Is not available.
Right.
Tone.
He invented the cigarette.
John Nicodemus and his $1,690 mortgage can kiss my ass.
Yeah, not trying hard enough.
Okay.
All right, we move on?
Yep. Well, we got to get a winner.
It's a quest.
We got to get a winner.
Here and this is not the only one we're going to give away. We're going to do it now. We're going to do it later.
No, right? We're going to do it throughout the entire show.
Very good. For this kind of money, I'd be by my phone. Answer your phone by saying I'm beautiful or I'm ugly right now.
All these people who have won prizes throughout the month have been told
yes
that today's the day.
The party you are calling to
what is the deal? Does everybody program their phones like that?
I guess.
Jesus.
I know I do. I can't bust balls, I do.
Yeah, you're a major star. I mean, you have to do that.
Okay.
Here we go. I feel good about this one. We got a winner coming up here. This is a person will answer their phone by saying I'm beautiful or I'm ugly. If the phone rings. I feel good if the phone rings. But the phone's not going to ring.
Oh, there it is.
All right, there
okay, come on. Come on, I'm beautiful, I'm ugly. We told you, today's the free money day.
I am beautiful.
Bingo!
Yeah,
I knew it.
There you go.
There you go.
Fantastic.
There you go. All right. This must be Kevin Putney. Kevin Putney from Spokane, Washington, listening to us on KFAN Radio. Right. Is that right?
That is correct.
Beautiful. Kevin, your rent, your mortgage, comms.
Oh, this is awesome.
Beautiful. Enjoy. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Hold on.
Good job, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show today on the Free Money Day.
Oh, man. All the Putneys are going to be very happy about that.
Hold on a second, please. All right. That's a good one.
Putney?
All right. Let me see. Kevin Putney. Spokane. Chris, where do I find out how much he pays? I have his address. Oh, here we go.
$1,531. $1,500. That is fantastic.
That's a nice big one.
Our first renter mortgage payment, and I love it.
That's a nice big one. Now, we'll continue this at various times throughout today's show.
Hear, hear.
So if you want a prize, for the love of God, be there when we call you.
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
We just tried to give away tons of money. We will be right back. Caller 100 is coming up next.
Let them raise your children.
Why we're here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, why am I doing you so early this week? Is it, you have your big brother's thing today?
Yeah, the surrogate father thing.
Right.
What are you doing? Going to the circus or something like that?
No, hockey game, no. Brad has a lacrosse game he wanted me to go watch.
Oh.
So I'm going to go up for his lacrosse game, and he spends the weekend with me. And we culminate the evening at the ballet Sunday night.
Wow.
The
are you kidding?
No, the pay-per-view, the backlash.
Oh, he's going to wrestle. See, the ballet means two different things. I mean, the ballet is sometimes referred to as going to gentlemen's clubs.
Ah, yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also.
You've heard me use that term before.
How old is the lad? He's 10?
Yes.
And the reason...
Oh, let me play you in here before we get into this.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
The reason you take this kid out is because this was a girl that you used to bang, and you don't bang her
anymore. 5 years ago.
But you got attached to the kid.
I think we all got attached to each other. He has a sister, an older sister.
So good. You're filled with goodness, Charlie Stossel. You really are.
He has no contact with his father whatsoever, and that's probably the best thing. He's just a fantastic kid.
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah, I got them all cut.
Okay. Let me get a winner. That's a good looking haircut.
F-U-F-O.
Hello.
It looks good. It's short.
Hello.
It should be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. Who is this, please?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where are you from?
Spokane.
Diane, call 100 and listen to this, darling. You've won 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events.
Oh, my God.
WWF Backlash in demand this weekend.
Yes.
Charlie Stossel will be there. Call
Thank
Comcast
you.
Or Cox Cable System, everybody, to order WWF Backlash on pay-per-view. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you. Are you ugly?
No.
Okay, good.
Not.
Just asking.
That
Thank
means
you.
You're beautiful, ma'am.
Thank you.
I am.
Charlie, do you consider yourself ugly or beautiful?
Not at all. Not ugly. Not at all.
Okay. Before we get to the movies, and before we talk about your weekend with Elion, or whatever the young boy's name is.
Going down to the Eastern Shore.
His name is not Elion.
Do you bathe him?
No! He has his own bathroom at my house.
Oh, God. Really?
Don't bathe the boy.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, the boy's mother is probably freaking out.
Is there story time or anything when he comes to Uncle Charlie's house?
It's not Uncle Charlie.
Uncle
Charlie. Actually,
Steve.
No, normally he runs right downstairs to Charlie Vision and wants me to put on the big TV.
Gotcha. All right, so what's new on the social front? Have you... Let me ask you, last Friday we were in New York, we weren't here, so it's been 2 weeks since we've seen you.
Same attitude. No reason it should change.
Have you gotten any?
No.
No.
I don't give a rat's ass.
You don't give a rat's ass about getting laid?
I don't care.
You don't care? So you've gone from...
resignation.
That's a resignation.
No,
very
I'm
good.
Not,
acceptance.
I have never been angry. I have never been angry. And yes, you have. No, I haven't.
Now, listen, I don't call you on a lot of things. You had an angry phase there. The last couple of times you were on the show, you were angry.
Very angry, and we loved it.
You're just F them all.
Well, I still have the same
attitude. That's anger?
I have the same attitude. If you want to go out, that's great. We'll go out a couple times. afterwards, if you give me the I just want to be friends, F you. Go on your way. I don't need it. I got plenty of female friends. You can't give me anything that they don't give me already.
Do you think this is healthy?
I think it's just fine.
Charlie, the blue...
I have directed all of my energies into other endeavors.
Other endeavors?
Other endeavors.
All right.
Blue Ball Magazine is just called.
Man of the Year.
What other endeavor is there other than getting laid?
There's a lot of stuff that you can do other than... I mean, it does occupy my mind.
You say other in a weird way. You say other.
Other?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Really, what else is there besides getting laid? I mean, really.
I don't know, Don.
Now you're really going to plunge him into a deep depression.
No, I'm fine.
Besides getting laid, mm-hmm. You know, what is there? I mean, especially for a single guy.
There's plenty. Don, I have a full life. I have plenty of friends. I have lots of things to go out and do.
So you know,
more than just sex, Don.
Yeah. Deep fryer, man.
Hey, listen, you can kid him if you want, but at least I know he goes home and bangs his wife. I bet he's had sex more than once in the last 6 months.
I bet he has, too.
Yeah,
good
for
him. Way to go,
too.
Mike.
Fantastic. Okay. Hi, honey.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie. So, nothing new. No girls. No nothing. Just a weekend with the boy.
Weekend with the boy.
And I understand you have a sponsor today.
Yes, we do. Doc Harry's.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this concept.
Doc Harry's?
It is a great place. Went there last night. Great food.
Listen to this concept.
Okay.
The concept is that it's no longer good enough for me just to read who the sponsor is.
Right.
Now... Charlie's going to go to the various sponsors
and talk about his experience.
Hey, Kingsley, hey now.
And then he'll come on the show and he will actually do like some kind of a testimonial.
Oh, exactly. Good. When do we start Tradio? When do we start, like, having somebody trade an old war chest for a set of Tupperware?
I believe it starts today.
All right, listen, before you get to your live commercial, what is new in the movies this weekend, Charlie?
Again, bottom to top, we can go off on the Flintstones. All you want.
I'm a Flintstones fan.
Not after this movie, you won't be.
I know you don't have any faith in this movie.
No, I don't.
The only one
But I still love the Flintstones.
The only one I would like to keep is Jane Krakowski, who plays Betty Rubble. She's from Ally McBeal.
I'm surprised at that. I would think that Kristen Johnson was a good Wilma.
And no, I like Elizabeth Perkins better in the first one, and I would certainly take the Rick Moranis and John Goodman duo over Mark
Stephen
Addy
Baldwin
and Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin, who really has no talent,
plummeted. No, Usual Suspects. I will give him that was a great movie. He's
Yabba Dabba Dummy.
But after that, it's just
Yabba Dabba Douchebag.
It he's doing the laugh. Kazoo is in this movie. Gazoo, as
the great Kazoo,
over again.
Yuck.
The only thing I laughed at during this movie is Dino as a puppy. It was funny.
Is it that same? Is it that same phony? No, I meant the way that he's done, like computer animation thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. The story basically is are the four of them, when they first meet and get together, how Fred first falls for Betty, and then Barney and Betty hit it off, so he goes off with Wilma.
You know, it's just more evidence, though, that there are so few original ideas, and that, you know, at this time of year, it always seems to be this time of year, that we get this hashed over, rehashed. I mean, the Flintstones, the concept of turning into a movie started a bunch of movies like that, and it's boring,
but I would like to think that with all that they could do with the Flintstones, they would come up with something that is funny. The sound effects are there up on the tippy toes, the with the piano, that bite sound effect, whenever they pick up boulders. It's all in there from the cartoon, and you know, the ba-ba-ba-ba. That one.
Right, got it.
The ba-ba-ba-ba when they're starting the car and doing all that. That is all in there, but there's just something about it that it's stupid.
All right, listen, we know it sucks. We don't need the TPS on this, the tedious plot summary. How many porcelain dolls? One porcelain doll for the Flintstones.
It super sucks.
Okay, what else?
Where the Heart Is.
And this is with Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd and Natalie Portman.
Nice.
With chick flick, but
very much
full of good-looking women.
And Natalie Portman is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely adorable. Ashley Judd, her and Shania Twain might be two of the most perfect women out there that you could possibly see. The movie centers around Natalie Portman's character, who gives birth to a child in a Walmart. She gets abandoned by her wonderful boyfriend. At Walmart, while she's going in to get some shoes, he leaves. She then lives in Walmart for 6, 7, 8 weeks, eating all the food, sleeping overnight, and then just going out and hanging around town and coming back before Walmart closes. She has the baby, and then she's taken in by various people in the community. This one couple in particular, with
Stockard Channing.
Thank you. With her.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's
God,
in
God, is she an old drunk bag.
Sally Field is in it. Joan Cusack drops in for a little while. It plays
not a,
lot.
A fan of the Stockard
Channing. Channing, absolutely not.
She's on my favorite TV show. She's on my favorite TV show, The West Wing.
Listen, I hated her when she was in Grease, mm-hmm. when she was about 20 years too old to be playing a teenager in the movie Grease.
They used her the right way in The West Wing. She's very, very rarely on the show. And when she's on the show, it's just for a little tiny cameo.
That's why it's
know.
Your favorite show.
Well, it's a great show. I think it's the best show on television.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't need the TPS on this one either. How many porcelain dolls?
Two
for the Ashley Judge movie.
So nothing happening.
No, well, no. Surprise, fantastic movies, Frequency.
Oh, really?
And I know how much you like...
I do love Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Really? I'm surprised to hear
fantastic.
Looks pretty good, actually.
It's totally implausible. Jim Caviezel, who was in The Thin Red Line, is a grown-up son of Dennis Quaid.
Wasn't every young actor in The Thin Red Line?
All of them were.
Absolutely.
Yes. It was 700 of them. Mm-hmm. So he is one night, he pulls out his father's old ham radio.
Larry Romano was in The Thin Red Line.
Was he really?
You think he said that to us? I believe he said.
You mean that guy from King of Queens was in The Thin Red Line?
I think he said something about being in that movie. He was in that movie, I believe.
He starts picking up these sunspots. All of a sudden, he gets this weird call on the ham radio. That's his father in the same spot 30 years prior. And his father dies when the kid was 10. So here he is. I mean, for you, picture Bart losing you 5 years ago, you going on the radio tonight and talking to Bart when he is 40.
You don't have to bring it down to the moron level. I understand the concept of the movie. Thank you. Thank you.
It turns from that father-son bonding into...
Breaker 1-9, this is the Grey Ghost.
Convoy. Into something that they tell each other...
Everybody's All-America.
I love that movie. Hey, love Ghost. That movie as much as you do.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's the best football movie ever with Dennis Quaid.
Absolutely.
Where he plays the broke-down athlete who ends up going back to play with the Denver Broncos.
And Jessica Lange looking oh so sexy in that. She's done movies, of course, when she was a lot younger, but there's something about her in that movie where she is just turbo sexy.
She takes her clothes off. Was she going to make it with cake?
Mm-hmm.
With that guy, Timothy. Is it Timothy Hutton? Timothy Hutton, who plays cake in that movie?
The unwashed Timothy Hutton.
Yeah. He's gross.
Mr. Flared Nostrils.
She's hot, though.
Sorry about that.
They start bonding. At that point, they start telling things to each other, and they somehow change the past, the son's past, the father's future, where the mother and wife get killed. So they have to actually figure out what happened and then stop these murders from happening. It turns into a little mystery whodunit. But it's the kind of movie, it'll leave a lump in your throat. It was surprisingly well done.
I like Dennis Quaid. I think it just looks good, even though it's totally implausible.
It's
it looks
totally
good.
Implausible, but it's very good.
He's
very
great.
Good.
See any movie he's in. How many porcelain dolls do you give that?
So
that's
really,
the best one of the week.
I really enjoyed that a lot.
Beautiful. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, and now get ready for Charlie's live commercial. Here you go. Charlie Stossel for Doc Harry's House of Ribs.
First of all, you shouldn't think of it as a rib joint, because it's not. It's a higher-end restaurant.
Is there
rib.
A time limit on this? Is it
Brad Cake?
It's supposed to be 7 seconds.
I had the
seven
crab cakes.
Well, that's it, then. That's good. So it's a great place.
Great. I had the crab cakes last
night.
Thank you, night. Charlie. Spicy, just fantastic. It's on Centerville Road, next to the theater.
Thank you.
All righty.
Oh, really? It's up near there, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, cool.
The guy finally got an endorsement deal.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thank you. Charlie Stossel. Say hello to Elyon for me. Bye-bye. That poor kid.
There he goes.
That poor friggin' kid.
Well, at least Charlie got his hair cut to see the kid.
That poor kid. He has no father figure. I mean, even with Charlie Stossel, he still has no father figure.
Let's play catch.
I can't.
Just kidding. Now he's going to get mad.
Yeah.
He's going to get mad and come back in if he hears that.
Hello, Elyon. Look, I brought you travel Barbies.
Oh, dear.
Look, I brought you all of the dolls from Pocahontas.
And I have a suitcase full of Dalmatians. All of them.
Because I'm Charlie Stossel. I'm your Uncle Charlie. Don't call me Uncle Charlie.
Go ahead. Count them. They're 101.
Gee, you look a little dirty. Might be time for a bath.
It's only 48 degrees, so we won't be able to use the slip and slide this time.
You know, I was thinking about taking a bath myself. Why, I've got a nice big bathtub. Oh, now listen, there's no need for bathing suits. We're both men. Come on.
Oh, God. He's going to come.
I'll soap you.
Has he left the building yet? Because he's going to come in here.
No, he's not left yet.
He's going to come in here.
Where's he at?
Where is he?
He's still out there? Now, listen, I've selected a movie for us to watch tonight on Charlie Vision. Have you ever seen the movie Spartacus? That movie about gladiators.
I say already, when that movie Gladiator comes out, he'll give it 4 stars.
Oh, absolutely he will.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Too. Okay, thank you. Charlie Stossel. Let's try to give away some more money.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's do another rental mortgage right now.
Very exciting.
We've been qualifying people all month for our big free money show.
Can I give the password?
Yes. What is it, Mike?
Answer your phone by saying, bath time for Charlie.
Okay. Got that, everybody?
The password is bath time for Charlie.
Don't say hello. Say bath time for Charlie. And we will pay your rent or mortgage.
The password is bath time for Charlie.
He still hasn't left, incidentally.
No, he hasn't. He has not. He is still in the building.
Which means during the commercial set, he'll probably start yelling at us. Nope, there he goes. He's out.
Oh, good. He's out.
He's out.
Audi 5000.
I brought you a little DreamWorks jacket.
DreamWorks jacket.
DreamWorks, SKG.
No one is available right now.
All right.
Please leave your message.
Hold on. Let's stick with the same password, Mike. Same password, okay?
The password is bath time for Charlie.
No, now listen, Elyon. It's our secret. Whatever we do, we don't tell mommy, okay?
Absolutely. And you know how important it is to be squeaky clean when you go to wrestling.
That's why we're going to have a bath tonight. And tomorrow.
Jen, leave your message after the phone. I'll get back.
Not home. All right, hold on. Hold on. I got a second number for this.
All right, we have a backup number. Don't answer your phone by saying hello. Answer your phone by saying bath time for Charlie. What, hot dogs at the wrestling match? Buy a poster. You can't buy those things without being clean.
Now let me see, where's the washcloth? Well, I can't seem to find it. I have to use my hand.
Good afternoon, Conagra.
Yes, hello. Anita, please.
Hello. I guess she put us on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I always love that, too.
Briefless.
Is this Anita?
Stacy.
Is Anita there, please?
No, she's left for the evening.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Did you mind going on the air with us?
Listen, she said she was going to get this call. Do you have a home phone number?
I think I just tried that, baby. I don't think she's there.
Okay, because she told me for you to call there. She was going to be there.
Call there. Is she there right now?
Yeah, I'll try it again.
All right, bye-bye. I'll try it one more time.
All right, this is a little extra credit here for Anita.
Okay.
She has to answer her phone by saying, bath time for Charlie.
Going the extra mile to pay those rents and mortgages.
Now, Ellie, we don't get out of the tub until all the water's gone.
Mm. Oh, and now our line's busy.
Mm. That's too bad.
What am I supposed to do with you, Anita?
We're trying.
Six.
This is a very difficult contestant right here.
This is the last chance for Anita. Oh.
Bath time for Charlie.
Bingo!
Yeah.
All right, you're a winner.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes, and Anita, we would not have bothered to try the other number if you're...
You scared me to death. I didn't get it in time when it rang before.
Oh, is that the case?
I ran and ran and ran to the phone.
Well, this is Anita Parson, and she is living in Georgia, right?
Right.
Anita, your rent, your mortgage, comes...
$877.
Beautiful.
Congratulations. You'll have to thank that coworker who told us that you were home. That she's the one that made Don make the extra call.
Thank you. I told everybody at work. Tell them I'm at home.
Beautiful. Where do you work, honey?
At ConAgra.
Are you beautiful or are you ugly?
I'm ugly.
You're ugly. All right. Well, listen, take the rent and the mortgage with our best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Please.
I liked her. That's good. I'm glad you made that extra call.
That was another big one. What'd you say that was? $877, right? Another big one. Okay, we'll do more of this. I think maybe Rich Eisen from ESPN will give him a sex quiz when we come right back.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past,
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
All right. Time for some station break?
Yeah.
In Portland, Oregon, the station is KGUY. Memphis, Tennessee, WWGQ. Richmond, Virginia, it's WHAN. Every night in New York City, 102.7 WNEW.
Rest easy and know that every broadcast brings you one day closer to the peaceful, tranquil, eternal sleep of the dead. So enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we're ready for our sports segment. We do a sports segment every Friday, and you should hear the list of people that Rudy gave me. I mean, all of them just total cadavers. He calls up and he says, how about Doug Collins?
Who's that?
This dope from NBC, from basketball.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, maybe, you know, maybe when the finals are on.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how about Joe Buck?
Didn't we have Joe Buck on a short time ago?
Well, like a year ago, though it just seems like a short time ago.
Okay, he's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
I called Rudy back and I said, how about Rich Eisen from ESPN? Oh, we've never had him on before.
We're big fans of him.
Yes.
I love him. I think he's one of the best guys on ESPN.
Right. He's definitely better. Well, I don't want to talk about Kenny Mayne, mm-hmm. but I think Rich Eisen should be doing the main show with Dan Patrick most nights on sports.
I agree. I'd love to see that.
So I think Rich Eisen's on the phone. I don't know if he's going to take a sex quiz or not.
Right.
But we can certainly ask him about the hijinks at the ESPN.
Yeah, because you hear lots of things, especially with that show Sports Night that's on now. You hear a lot of things about ESPN. What really goes on
there. All right, we got him on the line. Here he is. Now, this is a great thrill. Here he is from ESPN, Rich Eisen.
Hi, Rich.
Thank you so much.
Listen, you're good.
Thank you so much.
I want to tell you, as Robert De Niro said to Billy Crystal,
you're good, you.
You're good, you.
Thank you.
You're very good, you. And, you should be doing the main show there with Dan Patrick.
Well, I mean, Dan, when Dan's not doing radio himself, he does the show, and I do the show with him sometimes, so.
Yeah, but you should be doing the big show all the time.
Okay.
You went to the head honcho, kick the door in, stand on the desk, and say, I want the big gig.
I've already done that, and see where it's gone.
who do they have you working with now, mainly?
Well, I mean, it's a whole bunch of us. Just I don't think there's any such a team. I mean, Stuart Scott and I work together most of the time. But Stuart and I haven't really done the show that much together lately, so I don't know what's going on.
You guys all hang out in a big room, and somebody runs through and just hits you on the shoulder?
That's exactly. It's sort of actually a musical chairs sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite commercial you've done for ESPN?
Oh, wow. I think the one with Lou Duva.
Oh, that's right. Cut Me Lou.
Cut Me Lou. That was I ad-libbed that one.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was an ad-lib line.
Oh, my God. That's like the centerpiece of the whole thing.
Well, the Lou was screaming all sorts of lines at me that just couldn't make air. And the funniest thing that they said was they were feeding him lines because the whole concept was that I was having trouble and he had to, slap me around during rounds, during commercials. And I'm like, the teleprompter's moving too fast. I can't keep up. And they scream at him, telling him he's dangling his participles. And instead of saying that, he screams at me, stop dangling your participles, kid.
That's great.
I nearly just lost it.
How long have you worked for ESPN, Rich?
I've been there for over 4 years. I just started my fifth year in February.
You read that book, that bad book about ESPN?
What book is that?
You know what book it is.
I don't read.
All right, you don't want to talk about it.
No, I can talk about whatever you want.
Well, we know you can read.
I read that book. I read the book.
Is it true?
I'm in that book in, I think, two spots. One spot is where a production assistant that he apparently interviewed, he chose the one, I guess, inflammatory quote that they said that I was arrogant on and off the air.
Yeah, well, that's
which obviously I would not go on the air and say that's true. So okay. I don't think that's true. And the other one is in which he alleged that Dan was so sure that I would take over for Keith Olbermann and be his new tag team partner that he took me out to dinner to discuss the matter. And even with the new cafeteria that came to ESPN last September, I still have yet to have dinner with Dan Patrick.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
You know, so those are the two very small instances in which I'm in the book.
Well, I read it, and the problem with reading a book like that is that they promote it as learn all the dirt about ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being one of those books. The first 100 pages are so goddamn boring about how ESPN came to be and the story.
Well, I've been told that's the best part of the book. I didn't read that.
Well, you spent time, anybody spent time in Bristol. I mean, come on. How exciting can it get up there, right?
Well, I was just wondering if anybody out there who tunes into the show to find out if the Canucks beat the Flames or what John Clayton thinks inside the huddle really cares, you know, what happens behind the scenes of the ESPN.
Well, see, that's where I have to say yes, that because you guys do more than just tell us who won the Canucks or the Flames game.
Right.
Because you guys are goofballs, you know, because really...
Goofball, I take that only...
That's a compliment.
Possible.
No, Rich, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Listen, I mean...
Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
You get to this time of the year when there's really not a lot happening in sports. I mean, I'm not into hockey, and the basketball is kind of slow, and baseball's just starting.
Right.
I watch ESPN. I turn it on in the morning, and I leave it on all morning like lots of guys do.
Right, right.
And a lot of times I watch it just to hear... What goofy stuff you guys are going to say.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing about...
And that's why people are interested, because it's more than just you guys reading the sports, obviously.
Right.
And now every young sportscaster that comes along is... that's the style now.
Right.
I mean, do you think it's overkill as far as... I mean, you guys have your niche for that type of forum on
right.
SportsCenter. Do you think it's overkill, especially when I watch some local mm-hmm. newscasts, and you
right.
see everybody trying to do that, when sometimes you just want to get to the meat of it, do you think it's overdone?
Absolutely. I think everybody who's on SportsCenter would be the first one to admit that people tune in to find out the score. That's why people tune in, because they want to know what happened in the world of sports. Now, where do they tune in to find that? There's varying degrees of outlets for it. I mean, there's the national outlet that with us and the F channel and the other people who are out, the C channel. There are other outlets for these people, and then there's the local outlets, there's watching the headline news, bottom line ticker, what have you. I think people choose ESPN over all those other outlets because they know they're going to be entertained at times throughout the program. Now, how much you're entertained, it depends on your tastes. I mean, I don't know how many people are out there screaming at the sets, tell me what happened already. I mean, I don't know if people are left when they watch ESPN like that.
No, I think guys like it the way you do it. I mean, you know, you give the scores, but give me some of the goofy stuff, too.
I've always been curious. I think I maybe asked Dan Patrick this, but the Sports Center tease, which is always unique. It's always,
yeah.
And I think it's almost a formula where...
You mean the Open?
The Open, where it's where you're teasing the story in a way. You're getting on there and you're saying, you know, for a long time, the Oakland Athletics have had a real tough time playing the Yankees, mm-hmm. and it was going to be difficult for them to come. That's always the tease that will indicate that the Oakland Athletics are going to beat the New York Yankees.
Well, sometimes, you know...
You throw a monkey wrench in there once in a while, right?
That's right, just to keep you honest.
Okay.
But the thing that whenever I watch local sportscasts that just drives me batty, and a lot of the reasons why it happens is because news directors don't think sportscasts are worth having more than just 3 minutes unless there's some blind octogenarian bowler who's a local interest. They don't care to give the sportscaster any time, and I think that's unfortunate. And I've been told a lot of the reasons for that is because of the show that I'm on, this SportsCenter, is that people are like, well, why should I give 5 minutes to my local sports guy if
right.
they get the local scores mm-hmm. on SportsCenter? And I understand that, but there are still some very talented local sportscasters out there, including one who I used to work with, Brett Haber, on SportsCenter. And
he's a tool.
I like Brett Haber.
There are some people who like him and some people who don't. I'm sure that's the same thing with me out there. But the main point that I'm trying to say is that the thing that I hate with local sportscasters is when they come on and they say, tonight the Orioles took on the Yankees and the Orioles won 3-1. And then they show the highlights. Like, now why do I care to actually see what happened?
Yeah, you're right.
I told the score.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think SportsCenter came up with first, the concept of trying to give you a little story to go into the highlight to give a little perspective on what's happened before to lend perspective and some interest to the highlight that you're about to see.
All right. In New York, who's a bigger tool, Len Berman or Warner Wolf?
Well, I grew up with Warner Wolf.
So Len Berman would be.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know what? I don't watch those guys.
I'd love to see him wrestle.
In any specific sort of
Jell-O.
Would you like to see them?
Jell-O and nude.
Rich, I think that's unfortunate.
How do you feel about taking a celebrity sex quiz that every celebrity that comes on this show takes?
Well, if you consider me a celebrity,
absolutely. We're big fans.
Where's Rudy? Is he there?
Yeah, we don't bring him in until the very end because he's like a speed bump on this show.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'll bring him in if you like. Here he is. Hey, Rudy?
Yeah, this is the speed bump.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Rich?
How are you doing, Rudy?
Hey, I don't know if the guys know that you were once a stand-up comedian.
That's a true story.
Really, where?
Back in Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan.
Really?
I opened for Tim Allen a couple times.
What was he like in real life?
He was cool, actually.
Really?
He told me to clean up my act because my main showstopper was reading the Penthouse Forums in Howard Cosell's voice.
I like that
concept.
And
that brought down the house every single time.
That's a good bit. We might have to steal that bit.
Well, yeah, hey, if you know, I think the FCC might have some issues. But so he told me, he's like, you're a funny guy, but you have to clean up your act.
He's dead wrong. Dirty works for us.
Yeah.
Listen, here we go, Rich. Sex quiz time.
Oh, boy.
We've all taken this quiz. Rudy's taking this quiz.
Right.
Everybody does. Here we go.
Okay.
Rich, yes or no answers except for the final question.
Okay.
Have you ever engaged in three-way or more sex?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
I would say no.
No.
But I've never menstruated.
Well, you know what the question means, though, with a woman.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, why do you care about these questions?
It's just on the quiz. You know, we have to ask all the questions that are on the quiz.
Okay.
Is that a yes, then?
No, the answer is no.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
The answer is no.
Have you ever made love in your parents' house?
No, not my parents' house.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Does that that you're talking about another woman, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess that was covered in the last question too.
Okay. All right.
The answer is yes.
Oh, that's
yes. Bingo. Very good.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
A what?
J-O'd. You know, pleasured yourself.
In front of others.
I can't. What other celebrities have taken this exam?
We've had it.
Hey, Rudy, you've taken this?
Yes, and I flunked it, by the way.
I didn't know this is a pass-fail.
Well, I said I got one of the highest scores.
There's no
flunking. Is this going to wind up in Monday's USA Today?
No.
As like hot tip or something like that?
Rich, right now you're ahead of Hannah Storm.
You're halfway through, Rich.
Oh, Hannah Storm's taking this question?
Yes, she has.
Oh, outstanding.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
In a what?
In the no-no spot.
No.
Good. Good for you.
Very good.
Good for you.
That's the wrong answer, then.
No, that's the right answer.
So why don't I get the buzz?
Yeah, well, we just were... All the no answers get buzzed.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Rich, have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, Rich Eisen, what is your total number of sexual partners?
Oh, I'm not saying that on the radio, my friend.
That's
an N.A., not available.
Well, let me tell you that the last celebrity who took this was our friend Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
Tony Perkins?
Yes. And what was Tony's answer?
Wasn't he also Norman Bates?
I think Tony said actually nine, something like that.
Nine?
Didn't he say nine or
yes.
something?
Mm-hmm.
A number like that. Mm-hmm. And Hannah Storm.
Actually, my answer is pi.
Pi? Pi. Okay, pi.
Can only
3.14.
Buzz, add up.
And then infinity.
Add up Rich Eisen's answers. How many yeses did he have?
Four yes answers for Rich Eisen. Oh, he's a Boy Scout.
That's
so
very
four.
Nice.
Very nice,
very
Rich.
Nice.
That's a very wholesome score.
I work for Disney.
There you
very
go.
Nice.
Very good.
Rich, thank you. Thank you for answering those questions.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for coming
is that all you need to know?
That's it.
Oh, boy. I just want you to know I'm going to have a cigarette now.
Good for you.
Thank you, Rich.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
That's Rich Eisen from ESPN.
Good. You know, that generally is how you find out if someone is cool or not.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if he read the, Howard Cosell reading the Penthouse Forum, I would have paid money to go see that.
If he takes the quiz. Hello, Rudy. Rupert?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
No, Rich is, I just wish I would have told you ahead of time, he's a stand-up comedian, you guys might have gotten more into that, but he's run a success there, and this is a smart move, actually. He has, more than others in that 11 p.m. slot for ESPN, and so he's a hit there.
All right, let me ask you one thing about your column today in USA Today, Sports on TV, Rudy Marsky.
Yep.
You write today, here's a quote from Rudy, ABC officials won't reveal their new three-man Monday Night Football team for several weeks. Rush Limbaugh's chances now appear almost nil. Tell us about that. How do you know that?
Well, it turns out they won't officially admit it at ABC. I was up at the Emmys in New York Wednesday night, and I picked this up that it turns out Rush is now figured to be just too much of a political football that even though Rush has the best intentions of if he was ever selected to not come on and deal with politics,
but that's what he's associated
with. So the answer is no, he's not going to get the job. And
yep,
it
no,
is
not.
Because he's such a big load.
That was it, even though I think that he'd be a success on it.
All right, he's too controversial. Okay.
Beautiful. Now, do you have a nugget for us, Rudy?
Yeah.
Something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, here it is.
How about this?
The reason why that ABC is waiting this long is they're waiting till the end of May, June 1, when Steve Young can be cut loose by the 49ers, and ABC is hoping that Young will be available instead of going, you know, for television, in other words, retire, instead of going to the Denver Broncos. And one thing in their favor on this is that Steve's new wife is among those that wish he'd retire, and now she's going to have a great influence on him. So,
did he marry a Mormon?
I'm not sure.
He's Mormon, right?
Yes, he is.
So he could have more than one wife if he wanted.
That's right. He could always pick one that says, he could have one that wants him to play football. That's right.
All right. That'd be great. All right. Thank you, Rupert.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Hold on. Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
Man, a few of the ice in the glass there.
Rudy Martsky. Were we keeping you awake during that report, Rudy? Let me ask it. Rudy, were we keeping you awake during that report?
Well, no, I was kind of looking at the ocean here in Virginia Beach, guys, and I just kind of like...
Oh, you're on vacation? Are you on vacation?
Well, I'm not just... We're here for a wedding, Mike.
Oh, a wedding. Okay, yeah. Very good.
Not mine.
I understand.
Beautiful. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, Rudy.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Here's two good friends. Tonight is time.
Back to playing Rudy's theme song again. All right, Rudy. All right,
I'll be in Italy next week for you.
You're going to be in Italy next week?
Oh, Rudy, in Italy. We got to talk to you when you're in Italy.
All right.
We'll check in.
All right, goodbye, Rudy.
Okay.
Back to the rehearsal day.
Rudy Martsky, brought to you by Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
Hey, fantastic. Mm. He's a Milwaukee kind of guy.
Check Milwaukee Frozen Custard's daily calendar at www.MilwaukeeFrozenCustard.com.
Ask for Rudy Martsky's favorite flavor, beer.
I feel like such a cheap whore. They are selling every element of this show.
They are? Well, they've got to make a living, Don.
Why don't you guys start sponsoring our farts? I'd love to have a sponsor whenever someone farts on the air to say, that fart was brought to you by...
Brought to you by... Yeah, fantastic.
How about Milwaukee Frozen Custard?
It'd be wonderful. I had some yesterday. They brought a whole pack of them.
Are they the people who brought the custard by?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Time for the news and the comments now with Guy Birdley. Guy, what is your lead story for this segment of news and comments?
This evening, the connection between beer and gonorrhea.
No!
Yeah, hope not.
No!
I got two carriers in the room with me if that's the case.
That's why the pain.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, if you're a client out there, we have plenty of fart avails.
Mm-hmm.
We're wide open on farts. That whole thing there, that was very
professional.
God damn it.
Great!
The Don and Mike Show.
Bobs, we have to try to give away another rent and mortgage now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Today's the day that we're going to blow Ken Stevens' wad.
Yeah, we're
going
to give away lots of money.
Answer the phone this time by saying, Rich Eisen loves to J.O. Because I believe he was lying on that quiz. I really do.
Yes,
one man doesn't. And I bet, well, frankly, I bet next to Charlie Steiner, he's probably the biggest J.O.er in all of ESPN land.
Yeah, I think nobody competes with Steiner, though, on that count.
Answer your phone right now by saying, Rich Eisen loves to J.O. And we will pay your rent or your mortgage. Let's make the call.
Here we go.
The password is Rich Eisen loves to J.O. Answer your phone by saying that
right now.
Right now.
What?
Oh, dear.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
Oh, give me a break.
Come on.
Nothing but trouble today on the phone.
7. The password is Rich Eisen loves to J.O.
Sorry, all circuits are busy now.
What do you mean all circuits are busy? Are there enough? Where are we? What part of the world are we calling? Right around here?
No. Yes.
See, that's the problem.
No.
You know, they add an area code to every number in this area, and they still, it's just, it's just like we're ants in this area.
All right, I'll go to another one.
Multiplying, like, ridiculously.
Uh-huh. I'll go to a different one.
Everybody that's coming here from other cities, stay where you are.
Go home.
Go home.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
sorry. The number you have reached is not accepting calls from callers with their numbers
displayed
blocked.
Oh, my God. All we want to do is give away some money. This is the show that goes the extra mile to give away money.
We sure do.
We work hard to give away this cash.
Okay, answer your phone by saying Rich Eisen loves the J.O.
And we'll pay your rent or mortgage. Very good.
We're calling New York.
That's your hint. All right.
Two rings. Didn't we order you to listen to the show today if you won a contest?
We're calling New York.
State.
Not New York City, since they're hearing us on tape.
I'm beautiful.
Hi, this is 668.
What?
Hello?
I think he answered the phone by saying he's beautiful.
He gave us the other password.
Uh-huh. Hello, is this Rock Roberts?
Yes, it is.
Rock? Rock, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting at home on my computer.
All right, well, this is Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, but we cannot pay your rent or mortgage.
That was the wrong password.
Oh.
Were you listening?
I was.
When?
A while back.
Oh, a while back. That's the problem.
Okay.
You have to listen to the whole show today.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, man, I think that shows the initiative.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try another one in a minute.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, I was going to go on with it, but I promise. We've given away like almost $4,000 today already.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some more a little later.
A little too much effort.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think so. The guy was listening, but not right now.
Right.
He was on jizz.com right now.
I think so.
Hello, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the increase. And part of the blame for that goes to cheap beer, according to a new study.
That's a bunch of poppycock.
The government study says raising the tax on a six-pack by 20 cents could reduce gonorrhea by as much as 9%.
Oh, I don't buy it.
A 20-cent increase on a six-pack, gonorrhea down 9%, they say.
And what is the thinking there, that if you increase the price of a six-pack of beer, that less guys will get gonorrhea?
Well, I'll get to that. The Centers for Disease Control charted STD rates, that's sexually transmitted disease rates, against beer prices in the 80s and the 90s. They found that when beer taxes go up, gonorrhea rates go down. They say the same thing happened more dramatically when the drinking age was raised from 18 to 21.
Do you mean to tell me that the people, and I am serious here, the people, I was joking before,
no,
but I'm serious
true.
Now. The people at the Center for Disease Control are doing this kind of research?
Yes.
There's somebody sitting there when, like, we have money for research that could cure diseases.
People are dying of AIDS and people are dying of cancer.
And there's somebody that's, well, like, AIDS. Taking a statistical breakout and saying, hey, look, the beer tax went up and gonorrhea went down.
AIDS is a sexually transmitted disease, and it is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that's what they're trying to do. A CDC spokesman says alcohol has been linked to risky sexual behavior among youth. It influences...
Gee, do you think?
Influences a person's judgment. They're more likely to have sex without a condom, with multiple partners, or with high-risk partners. That's the thinking.
Okay, right.
So,
yeah.
So you charge another 20 cents for a six-pack, and it's going to make
gonorrhea.
Somebody not buy the six-pack and therefore not go out and give gonorrhea to somebody. That's the idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's ironic, because beer...
There's a spokesman for gonorrhea, incidentally. That's,
yeah.
He's Mr. Gonorrhea. Do you have gonorrhea?
Oh, yeah.
And do you like having gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Do you drink lots of cheap beer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to have one right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Can you feel the gonorrhea crawling up your leg right now?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going inside you?
Yeah.
Do you feel the painful drip, drip, drip?
Oh, yeah.
Rick McClure for gonorrhea.
Yeah.
That's why he gives you those classic endorsement tapes every now and then.
See, and that's the irony. Beer makes you urinate more, and gonorrhea makes the urination painful.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
a double loss. Time for another round of genetic roulette.
Hold on, Buzz. Hold on a second. Always controversy on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, really?
Huh? Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, I guess you called my house. My son answered the phone with a wrong password. It's supposed to say Rich Eisen loves to J.O.
Is this Rock Roberts?
This is Rock, yeah. That was my son. He has the same name, unfortunately.
Well,
I'm listening to him on the radio.
T.S.
Yeah, T.S., sir. Nothing we can do about that.
T-S-T-T.
That's right. You should have been standing by the phone yourself.
I am. I was on my
console. No, you weren't. If you were, then...
I was calling it, and it kept saying it was busy for whatever reason. No, that's cool. I got you. Hey.
Now, listen, when it said the circuits were busy, I wasn't trying to call you.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
I was trying to call... Somebody else.
But listen, I got to keep him from answering the phone.
The point is, I did call and say, is this Rock Roberts?
And it was.
He said yes, and he gave us the wrong password.
Yeah, right. That's my boy.
Right. Here you go.
That's my boy.
That's rocket science for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Rock.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Rock Roberts, good friend of Rick Rockwell.
Did you smell what the Rock is cooking? Thank you, Rock, buddy. I'm sorry, Buzz. We had this little controversy there.
I understand.
A little controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes good with gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this man loves gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about his brother, Daya?
Oh, yeah.
And his brother, Paya?
Yeah.
You love all the Rhea's?
Oh, yeah.
And their cousin, Rhea Perlman.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Time for another round of genetic roulette. Six cows in Massachusetts seem to be getting no older. Born 7 months ago, they still have healthy cells like newborn calves. Scientists say it could be the fountain of youth we've been looking for. They say this could be used to fight Alzheimer's, arthritis, and heart disease, to name a few.
God, if there is such a thing, they should give it to Mike and I so we can live forever.
Absolutely.
And continue to amuse America with our daily radio show.
Because strangely enough, there have been articles written where people say we have an attitude like we're going to live forever.
So listen, if there is such a serum,
give it to us first.
Please, give us a big 16-ounce bottle of it.
Hello, here I come to save the day.
Imagine that. You and I would live eternally.
Yeah, wouldn't that be... And, you know, a lot of people now are pounding their dashboards. Going, no.
That'd be great.
Well, it's too early to say if all this is true. It is surprising since Dolly the cloned sheep actually appears older than her chronological age.
Oh, but listen, we got to give Mike that fountain of youth stuff before he gets gonorrhea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drinking all of his beer.
Drinking the beer and disregarding the increase in sales tax.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
In France, gene therapy has reportedly restored normal immune systems to a couple of babies born with what we call bubble boy disease. So science marches on. I want my MP3, and so do a lot of other people. But that may be a problem. Today in New York, a judge ruled that MP3.com is liable for copyright infringement. The website allows users to instantly...
Now that I've invested roughly half of my life savings in getting out of the CD, and getting the MP3 player, and getting all of the discs, now they decide it's illegal.
Well, no, there'll still be MP3. The technology will still be around, but the folks at Warner Brothers and Arista want you to pay for each and every song that you put into your MP3 player.
And don't worry, you can get all the MP3s you want.
I've battled those deals before.
She tripped. It wasn't any big deal.
Hi, it's Jim Elliot for Arista. Listen, knock it off about the MP3s. And don't edit out the part about Arista.
MP3.com, that website allows users to instantly hear music of their own choosing off the internet.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's so you don't have to go out and buy a whole crappy CD if there's one song you like.
Couldn't be more convenient. Warner Brothers and other music companies say MP3 was using the music without permission. MP3.com says it's considering an appeal. Microsoft guru Bill Gates is in danger of losing his title as the richest man in the world.
What do you think of himself as ugly or beautiful?
Bill Gates?
Bill?
He's got mirrors. He has to know the truth.
I'm so rich, but so ugly.
Ugly.
Recent events in the government and on the stock market had a lot to do with that, but Gates' arch-rival Larry Ellison had a lot to do with it, too. Ellison's Oracle software company grew in value yesterday, pushing his personal fortune past Gates. Ellison has $53 billion.
I don't want to hear this. I have to buy a new roof for my house. I don't want to hear about these pricks with computers who are so rich.
Gates only has $52 billion. Oh, by the way, the government today recommended that Microsoft be broken up into two parts, one part for the Windows operating systems and the other part for the software programs, including the browser.
You know, his name is Bill Hells Gates.
Yeah. I hope they all get gonorrhea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I really do. All those rich guys. Yeah. Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
They drink enough beer.
Open
happen.
A window. Get gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the kind of guy that drinks beer, though.
Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a moment, please. Hello. Here's Jim calling us from Portland. Jimbo.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say you're doing a killer job over here. It's about time we got somebody in this corner of the woods.
Sounds to me like this man sure might be on his way to a case of gonorrhea.
Absolutely. Have you been enjoying some beer this afternoon, sir?
Actually, I just got out of the hospital. I had to do a series of spinal shots.
Spinal shots?
Yeah. It's called pain management. It takes away the pain. Mm-hmm. It's a temporary thing. And, yes, I am sort of under the influence of controlled substance.
All right. Gotcha. Oh. But you sounded bummed.
Boy, I hope you get better.
Well, I'll be better. But, heck, when I found you guys, it was right when you came off of,
He's a Cinderella boy. I think he's gonna go with about a 9-iron here. So I said, Llama.
Hey, Llama.
How about a little something, you know, for the effort? I see you, Mrs. Craig. You're wearing green.
Guys, it's just great. Anyway,
you guys,
thank you for showing up. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You guys are good.
Keep it up. You're good. You do us
you're
a favor.
Better.
You do us a favor. Call us up the next time you have a couple of spinal shots, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Okay, dear.
Up the day to you.
Right back at you.
Up of the day to you. Hey, when do those things wear off?
Oh, actually, it'll take me about 3 days.
3 days?
What are you talking about?
Three days. Guys are jumping out of windows right now across America just so they can break their backs so they can get that.
Hello. I laid out a meat lover's pizza with extra cheese, please. Set it up to the Spinal Tap house.
Joe Artinger just called. He's breaking his back with a hammer right now. He figures it'd be a nice trade off. He could be high for 3 days straight. Not a bad deal.
Terrific deal.
3 days.
Alrighty.
All right, well, anyway, thank you. I know you guys are busy. I'll let you get back to your fun and frivolity.
Fun and frivolity.
Ferrari.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good day.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Here he goes. Boy, I'll tell you something, doctor. Every time I leave the hospital, I feel just a little bit better because you're putting those needles in my spine.
A three-day high. Buzz, hold on, please.
Okay,
let's do this, and we'll be back with more news and comment.
Plenty of talk of sex, poop, and mayhem. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
What you want?
There you go.
What you want? Let me take this moment on behalf of everybody on this show to thank the good people of Washington, D.C.
You did it again, folks.
Yeah, we got our winter 2000 Arbitron ratings today.
Yeah.
You guys just kicked ass again for us. Thank you. Show's number one in 25 different categories.
Wow.
Including all your money categories.
Yes, and we have to say thank ye once again.
You know, adults 25 to 49, adults 25 to 54, adults 25 to 64. All the male categories, every male category, 12 plus, 12 to 44, 25 plus, 25 to 54, 35 to 44.
Way to go, dudes.
I mean, it gets to be a broken record, but really, thank you very, very much for supporting this show. And more importantly, thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to this show every day on WJFK FM.
And the most important reason for good ratings, keeping the suits off our backs.
That's right. I don't know if anybody's counting or not, but among the 25 to 54 demo,
mm-hmm.
which is the demographic that they care about.
That's the one.
Men and women 25 to 54.
Yeah, that's adults.
We've now been number one in 29 out of 31 consecutive ratings books.
Wow. Man, that is fantastic.
So that's pretty good.
Thank you, Washington.
We do thank you.
Thank you, Washington.
We've been that like Warren.
That's right. We're Warren.
We're Warren. Hey, wake up.
Thanks for coming, Washington.
You know, this is why we laughed the other day when we were so excited when the numbers from New York came out.
Right, right.
And we had actually doubled the share in New York to a 1.2. I mean, you got to be relative about it.
Right. Absolutely.
Everything is relative.
Mm-hmm.
1.2, that's nothing. We would shoot ourselves if we ever had a 1.2 here.
We would indeed. It would be time to throw ourselves off the bridge.
Jesus Christ. Let me look at some of this. Hold on. Some of these numbers.
This is good stuff.
For instance,
and this is good stuff out of what we called before a soft book.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, men 25 to 54, we went from a 13 to a 9.2.
Okay.
That's soft.
That's soft. That's not the direction we like to go. We're still number one, as you said, in 25 categories. But this was a relatively soft book for us. So it's nice to be
number one. It's not like the rest of the market's catching up to us, though.
Right.
Because we have a 9.2, and the next closest station has a 4.4.
There you go. I like that. A little daylight.
Yeah.
There
so listen,
go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And let's get those numbers up in New York.
Yeah.
Admit that you listen to this show in New York.
Go for it. Come on. Forget about it.
I'm sure that's why Steve Kingston called me today.
Oh, boy. There's a voice from the past.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Petey at K-Rock. I don't know why he called today. He called and left a message here. I tried to call back and he wasn't there.
Interesting.
I don't know what he wants. It certainly couldn't be because we're friends, because we're not friends anymore.
Oh!
We haven't been friends for a long time.
Sneaky man, that guy.
Yes, he is.
Very sneaky. One of the great traditions of sneaky program directors. He started all that.
Don't know what he wants. Don't know what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta think. Must be. Show's getting hot in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. We've heard it. There's a buzz.
About the show in New York.
Right.
Well, I'll let you know what he has to say on Monday.
Good. You know, you get a buzz up there and it's like a little brush fire.
He's got a lot of nerve calling me, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He really does. Guy's just a rat. He's a total rat. I mean, the guy used to be, 20 years ago, I would have considered the guy one of my closest friends in the world.
Ah, betrayal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thy name is Kushner.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh,
but don't worry, Steve. I won't tell anybody about your nose job.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Oh, I forgot I had to take my clothes to the laundry today. Oh, man.
Did you take them to a custom cleaner's?
Yeah, I did. I did indeed.
By the zebra room?
Wow.
Right down on Connecticut Avenue?
Absolutely. There you go.
We're doing a show just for ourselves right now.
We are indeed. Just a little inside. Sorry, our apologies.
Sorry about that. Buzz is brought to you by... And listen, when are they going to get someone to sponsor our farts? You know, I was just talking to Tim McWilliams in the bathroom.
Right. Did he say he was on the case?
And he said, Donnie G., were you serious about having a fart sponsor?
Oh, my God.
I said, yes, but it's infrequent. When someone has gas and we pull the microphone down to our ass and we fart, I said, but Tim,
what sponsor wouldn't want to take that opportunity?
I said, Tim, if you can sell it, I promise you I will billboard it.
Hello, is this Beano? This is Tim McWilliams.
He's working on it. And then what did he say to me? He always leaves me with a bit of ass kissing.
Right.
He said, all right, I'll get on that. Donnie G., your show is getting better every day. It's like a fine wine. Fermenting. I'll get working on that fox thing.
Casual Tim today with his mock tea.
Tim McWilliams.
Yeah.
Buzz is brought to you today by RIDEX Series Trust. For more information or employment opportunities, call 1-800-820-0888 or check their website at www.ridexfunds.com.
Excellent.
Now back to Buzz.
Oh, look here. It's the NCAA and the NAACP in the same story. The most powerful governing body in college sports says if the Confederate flag's not removed from the state house, it's canceling all national events in South Carolina. That's good. I like that. I like their flexing their muscles like that.
I know someone who's mad about that.
Sorry, Rob, but I have to side with those people.
We'll do with that. You stay up here and have a good time in Myrtle Beach.
This would include the first and second rounds of the men's basketball tournament set to be there in 2002. Now, the NCAA says the Gamecock State has until August 11th to turn this around.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. You're trying to get us to go down that road?
I'm not.
We're not going to go down that road,
even though
you said the Gamecock State. We're not going to go down that road and talk about the Gamecocks.
Now, can I say that the hats that we received from the South Carolina Gamecocks...
That just said cocks on them?
You said it for me. I was wondering if I could say that.
That's what
the hat said.
That's what
was on the hat.
Go Cocks.
They didn't say Go Cocks. It said Cocks.
I know. That was just an ad lib on my part.
Just that, you know, that's what they really give out at their games.
True. Big hat that says Cocks on it.
They don't give it out. They sell that as a souvenir.
They sell Cocks.
AP called it that. It was another word for North Carolina.
Right. They're just trying to get us in trouble.
Or South Carolina, which is already being boycotted by the National Association of Basketball Coaches and the NAACP. Julia Roberts tops the list of the 50 most beautiful people in the world, according to next week's People magazine. It's the second time in 9 years.
That's blasphemy.
But Julia's made
the cover.
She's
anything but beautiful.
The most beautiful issue.
She's a strikingly beautiful woman.
I'm telling you, she's got big chiclet teeth.
No, she's got chiclet teeth. She's got big teeth, but they're not chiclet.
Big teeth. Well, chiclets come. Have you seen? There are some chiclets that are small,
right?
But there are also your large variety chiclets.
So, yeah, she's got large white chiclet teeth, if you're saying that.
Big teeth, big nostrils, big gigantic chin.
You know, I bet if she walked into this studio, You know, yeah, and really, we.
I would cave, of course.
Well, you'd cave because she's a big star, but I really think that once she left, you'd probably change your mind if you saw her in person.
I don't. I've seen my wife has made me see most of her crappy movies. I mean, I've seen Runaway Bride.
Right.
I saw Aaron.
Oh, you saw Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, really? Yeah. Don't you remember? We discussed this. I told you I hated Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, you did?
The day after it came out. My wife made me go to see that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I saw the one with the other one with Hugh Grant.
That's right. When you came back from vacation.
Where she's the movie star, and he's the guy that runs the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right.
Awful.
Well, she's not beautiful.
This story goes to...
I would do her. I'm not saying she's not doable. She's just not beautiful.
I think she's a hottie.
Oh, not
yeah.
Not strikingly beautiful.
No, I think she's great.
She's not. But this story goes...
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's not. She's just not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's
yes,
not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Oh, Julia.
Well, this story goes to what we were talking about earlier. Do ugly people know that they're ugly? Do beautiful people know they're beautiful? The magazine says Julia's teeth get a lot of the credit for her winning the top prize on the most beautiful people. But People Magazine says Julia thinks her teeth are goofy. She says she thinks it looks like she has a hanger in her mouth.
She's right!
That's right. She uses those teeth, though. She uses that smile of hers.
I bet she uses them.
That's why I love it.
George Clooney is on the list, but he says...
Clooney!
He says his advancing hairline makes him worry that one day his whole face will be covered with hair.
Get me Clooney. He claims he has an advancing hairline?
Yes, that's what he claims.
Come on.
And Tina Turner, also on the list, says she's afraid her body is more masculine than it ought to be.
Christ, Tina Turner is the most overrated piece of ass in the world.
I believe at this stage of the game, they're going a little too far with that. I mean,
Tina
a couple
Turner.
Of years ago, didn't she turn 50 a couple of years ago?
She's 60 now.
60. Oh, see, well, that's why, because she's 60. There's always got to be a hook there.
Right. Well, the list also includes Freddie Prinze Jr., Candace Bergen, Rupert Everett.
Candace Bergen?
She's on the list.
You mean Murphy Brown?
That's the one.
The girl who was so screwed up because her dad made the ventriloquist dummy sit at the dinner table with them?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Doesn't that People magazine have a picture of her with the dummy?
I
think it does.
I haven't seen the issue.
How does Candace...
Not out yet.
Listen, I'll give you Julia Roberts, that I'm in the minority there.
Right.
That I don't think she's beautiful. But Candace Bergen?
I think today you'd have a point. But, I mean, in her day, I thought Candace Bergen was like a turbo hot.
Yeah, back around the Civil War. But, I mean, today...
No.
Hell, why not put Mary Tyler Moore on that list?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. She, too, with the big chiclet teeth.
Yes, right.
Right. Well, skater Michelle Kwan is on the list. Tom Cruise, Denzel Washington, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She belongs.
Absolutely.
She belongs.
Hilary Swank.
No.
No.
Now
absolutely
that's,
now
that's
not.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a crazy list. Bo Derek, Faith Hill.
No, no, yes.
Iman.
No.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
And Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was three gentlemen. Three gentlemen agreeing there.
He's beautiful. He's dreamy.
Charlize Theron, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's great. Hot. And 60-year-old Tina Turner has, you were asking, what's that worth? Well, she's taken out an insurance policy.
That's appropriate. I don't know why, but it's appropriate.
Just for Tina Turner.
You know what that is?
What?
That's the foghorn signifying the wall is near.
Watch out, wall ahead, Tina.
You're about to go aground on the wall.
Well, she's just taken out an insurance policy on her breasts.
Really?
It's a $790,000 policy, according to Fashion Wire Daily, and it's...
Sold her those that policy?
No.
International House of Pancakes.
The policy is a preamble to her upcoming European tour. The website says Tina's legs are covered for $1.5 million each.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice for just over $3 million.
Boy, anybody with a hammer could make an awful lot of money for Tina Turner.
Her lips and face for $790,000, same as her breasts. That makes for a nearly $8 million policy. A spokesman for Turner says the insurance is standard procedure.
One more buzz.
Republican Senator Fred Thompson is known as the Tennessee Stud, according to the New York Post.
That guy does get a lot of women.
Yes, he does. I'd like to smell his fingers.
The woman who says she's seriously dating the actor-turned-lawmaker also says other women just won't leave him alone.
I just want to say I'm pleased to be from Tennessee, and you are one fine piece of ass.
Thompson's dated country singer Lori Morgan and other celebrity lovelies.
Hi, you're the Senator Fred Thompson. Could I do you? Could I do you?
You. Now, the paper says the 57-year-old's being fought over by a number of women in politics and journalism. Thompson's appeared in Days of Thunder, The Hunt for Red October, and Cape Fear. He also is in Oliver Stone's JFK because he was one of the real lawyers featured in file film that was used in the movie. Thompson.
Ross, we're happy to do the deal for you.
When he's wearing a Superman suit and Barbarian did the game.
Absolutely.
That's good, Fred Thompson. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
We'll invite you back later.
All right.
You've earned a return dance.
Yay.
But first, let's try to give away some more money in the world's most impossible contest. The rent and mortgage game. You know, we've been qualifying people all month long, and we've told everybody that wins a prize to make sure you listen to the entire show today to have us pay your rent or your mortgage.
Wonderful. I think people get it by now, hopefully.
Well, we give it away. We've tabulated nearly $4,000 worth of rent and mortgage already today.
That's terrific.
We're going to try another one now. I'm going to go to the wild card here, Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
How would you like people to answer the phones, Buzz?
I want them to answer the phones by saying, Julia Roberts has big teeth. The password is, Julia Roberts has big teeth.
Answer your phone by saying that to prove to us you're listening to the show right now.
Very good.
The password is, Julia Roberts has big teeth right now.
I was hoping for Fred Thompson this morning.
Gotta let Buzz play once in a while.
Once in a while, Julia Roberts has big teeth. That is the password.
Say that and win.
Hi, this is 869-69.
Okay. No one home, Buzz.
I got a second number.
Tired Country is at work. Or play. The password is Julia Roberts has big teeth.
I might have gone with Steve Kingston has had a nose job.
Yes. He didn't know that.
Oh, that's a big
secret. I don't think you've ever
said that. While the Nextel subscriber you were trying to reach is located.
That's a legend about his nose.
Right.
You'd have to have known him years and years ago.
Sure.
Please hold while the Nextel subscriber...
Doesn't he share a name with Rudy Martsky's wife, too?
The Mouse. Yeah. Right, yeah, that used to be his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no answer there. Let's try another one. Same password, though.
Yes, Julia Roberts has big teeth. That is what you answer your phone with. Not hello, not the business you're at. Do it that way. Right
trying,
now.
Trying desperately to give away money now.
It's not easy.
Hello, Party House.
Is Jim there, please?
Jim?
Jim.
Say it again.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? Is Jim there?
Hold on for a moment.
Thank you.
Must be a big place.
Yeah, if he answers his phone,
it's where Joe Ardinger is. Didn't she say the party? Hello? The party house?
Hello?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes, this is the party house.
I'm looking for Jim, please.
Jim? May I ask who's calling?
No, you can't ask. Ask who's calling.
I can't ask who's calling?
No. You can't. You can't ask.
I guess you don't need to know if Jim works here, right?
Does Jim work there?
I guess you don't need to know, because you know I can't ask who's calling.
Okay. Well, listen, we're doing a radio contest, okay?
We're trying to give away some money, and this is the guy that played one of our contests.
So there's the... I have just answered the question that you asked.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes!
Yeah, you guys crazy, man.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Is Jim there?
No, this is Steve.
Is Jim there?
Jim is not there.
Oh, he's not there. Okay. Well, he missed an opportunity to win.
He did give us a second phone number.
Oh, we have to try a second phone number, so we're going
to
do that.
Been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, Don and Mikey, guys, screw it.
We are what?
Y'all just screw it.
Just screw it?
Just screw it?
Yeah.
Screw what?
Screw what?
It. Just it.
It. We just screw it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means, like, just both of you just screw each other.
Does that mean go screw yourself?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, very good.
All right.
Okay, thank
same
you.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
That ended well. All right, the password is Julia Roberts has big teeth right now.
That was a very, very confusing telephone call.
It was indeed, yeah, but hey, it's always confusing at the party house.
Party house.
On Ardinger Road. Hello, the password is Ardinger.
Julia Roberts has big teeth.
Bingo!
There you go.
We did it. Who is that doofus at the party house?
I don't know. You guys called the wrong number.
All right, well, we got you. That's what counts.
That's what counts for sure.
Why haven't I dialed
any other passwords, too? I've been listening all day.
Well, beautiful. Jim, listen to this. The guy's name is Jim Bullock, like Jim J. Button.
No.
It really is.
Yeah.
Your name is Jim Bullock.
That's it.
And you're man.
Just like Sandra Bullock.
And you are from Baltimore, right?
I am from Baltimore.
Jim, consider your rent and your mortgage comped.
That's great, guys.
On the house. Jim, thank you for listening. He listens on JFK Jr.
Wonderful.
Up in Baltimore. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Well, we finally succeeded. We were able to get through to someone.
Yeah, so that puts us way over $4,000 already we've given away today.
That is good news.
I think that was a small one. I think he pays $500 a month.
Good, good.
How much was that? Was that $500?
Yeah, that was only $500. If you guys feel bad, you can take two of them, you know?
No, I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad. Hold on a second. Congratulations, yeah. So we're over $4,000 today. We'll do more of these. We're not done with this yet today.
Very good.
Stretch them out during the whole show.
Excellent.
Here is a guy calling from the Tri-State area who wants to talk with us live from New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Joe. It's Joe from Jersey.
Hey,
hi,
Joey.
Hi, Joe.
Hey,
Joe.
What's happening, fellas?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, I listen to your show every night, man. You guys are the best. You're a trip, man. I don't know what you're talking about because your show is, like, on at different times.
Right. See, we do.
But I know you guys are always, like trying to, like, find different names for, like, the private boss of people.
Yes.
And I got, the name that I call for the vag,
right?
I call it the split-faced hair shark. I kind of thought you guys might like that.
The split-faced hair shark.
Split-faced hair shark. I'm thinking about opening up a website called www.splitfacedhairshark, and I was just going to put, like, pictures of chicks on the water with no bottoms on.
It's a brilliant idea. You sound like a very very intelligent entrepreneur.
Yes, I try.
Wonderful.
I try very hard.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Hey, guys, keep up the good work, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
You guys are absolutely the best.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
There he goes, and good luck with the split-faced hair shark.
Might have to write that one down.
That's pretty damn good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I want my birthday spanking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've been bad?
Oh, yeah.
Really? How bad?
Very, very bad.
Yeah, there's a little quaver in the voice. A little...
How old are you today?
29.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Sarah Michelle Gellar in Cruel Intentions.
Oh, in Cruel Intentions, God. Specifically, yes. Could you be a good girl and pull your pants down, please?
I'm already naked.
Already naked.
Fantastic.
Are you really naked?
Yes.
That's good.
Would you diddle?
Of course.
Diddle
while she spanked?
Diddle before we spank.
I'm already doing that, too.
You already diddling?
Good for you.
Okay. Good.
What a happy birthday it's going to be.
Let me just enjoy a moment of diddling.
Let's listen.
A Friday diddle.
Let's listen, shall we?
Mike, you're ruining a beautiful diddle.
I'm sorry. I always get scared of that. But this is all woman right here.
I love a big Friday diddle. The diddler. Dun, 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 dun.
Celebrating my birthday.
The diddler.
Wow. Wow.
All right, let's spank you.
Very good.
I'll be using the frying pan.
29 years young.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. I'll use the frying pan. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. She's pretty good. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, let me whip out my gentle hands of a masseuse.
Oh.
Are you ready here?
Okay.
All right, here we go. It's going to be a little gentler this time.
Okay.
Right now. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20.
Someone's getting angry.
21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. How was that?
That was wonderful.
Wonderful. Here's a Friday diddle-o for you. And also birthday spankings. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you. Rick.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
It's a birthday.
Bye. We will be right back. Station break time.
Bye.
Green Bay, Wisconsin, WNFL. York, Pennsylvania, WOYK. Worcester, Mass, WORC. And Anchorage, Alaska, Extreme FM at 94.7.
These fellows are off the muscle. Don and Mike.
We try.
We do.
All right, now I'll give you a choice of a couple of things here, okay? We have a bunch of stories for the 60-second interview.
All right.
It never really goes 60 seconds. We always just shoot for 60 seconds.
That's true.
Or I got another quiz that was written from a guy in prison. It's kind of disturbing.
Got to go with disturbing. You know, when you use that word, you've trained me well. You told me a long time ago, whenever you hear the word disturbing, always go for it because you smell sulfur.
Disturbing equals good.
Yes.
Disturbing equals number one ratings in 25 categories.
That is correct. This will be a disturbing quiz?
Well, I think so.
Well, that's interesting.
This is the guy. Remember a while ago we were reading a sex quiz that the guy in jail sent us?
Mm-hmm.
Around the time we really hooked on the J.O. quiz?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, he's written us again.
Oh, he's a disturbing man.
His name is Scott, and he's in the Central Treatment Facility at the D.C. jail.
Yeah, he should be there.
And he writes,
the Central Treatment Facility, would that mean mental treatment, do you think?
I don't know.
All right.
Dear Don and Mike, during 25 years of interacting with the criminal justice system, I've had the opportunity to meet many interesting people. I consider myself a connoisseur on the subject of human behavior.
Oh, boy.
Some of my favorite people over the years have been recreational exterminators, what you civilians so callously call serial killers.
Oh, God. Ooh, this is just now I'm disturbed.
They like to be called magicians for the ability they have for making people disappear. Enclosed, please find the prison-approved serial killer aptitude test. Compiled with the assistance of my good friend Neil, an aficionado. You may want to take the test while having an old friend for lunch.
How far into this did you read?
Your friend Scott. Well, I think he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, how far into it did you read?
I went past the part that says serial killer aptitude test, years 1 to 12 early childhood.
Oh, wow.
And I went right to adulthood to the present.
Hmm.
So, is continuing to live with mother becoming intolerable now that she's become a fat, miserable, bitter old woman intent on making you a failure, just like your bastard of a father was? Oh. Is it wrong to drown mother in a pot of that lumpy goddamn oatmeal you've been eating three times a day for 26 years and cut her in pieces like a frying chicken and bury her in the backyard?
This isn't a quiz, it's a statement.
Is it wrong to tell the neighbors mother's on a long visit to her sister in Cleveland? Is it a bad thing to hide from the police when the noisy effing neighbors sent them around just because the grass has grown so high in the yard and the mail keeps piling up and that bad smell was bothering people? When will that effing phone stop ringing all the time?
Oh, man.
How many square feet is that crawl space anyway? Figure 18 square feet per body into 2,500 square feet of crawl space and 2 to 4 bodies a week is what? About a year to peak capacity?
Oh, my. There's comedy. There's comedy everywhere you look.
Would it be neater and more expedient to dahmerize them in an acid-filled industrial-sized plastic barrel?
Oh, very odd.
Do human skin-covered lampshades make an understated, chic comment about the real you?
Boy, Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff now.
Does it have to stop somehow?
Oh, man. This is scaring me.
Have you been getting sloppy and catching your prey, such as leaving forensic evidence at the crime scene because you really deep down want the police to stop what the voices are making you do?
Sure.
Will the papers compare you to Dahmer, Bundy, or dare we say it, Edward, the famous cold cut of the Wisconsin State Prison?
Oh, no, I haven't heard of him.
Me either.
No. Then that scares me.
Yes. I'm telling you, we got something here.
You know, you said disturbing. That's a very, very good word.
Do they have the death penalty in this state? If I ask that question, am I really insane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess that means if you ask that question, you're not insane enough to not care.
Maybe. Well. Did you ever suspect your mother was a prostitute?
Mm-hmm.
Did the other kids in the neighborhood call your mom a whore, even though some of their fat, stinking, grunting fathers paid mommy visits on payday?
Watch out, Rob.
Should prostitution be legalized because one way or another, they're all whores down deep?
Oh, boy. Very disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Did you enter puberty at an early age? Did you have any pets during adolescence?
Oh, God.
Did you find your pet to be overly dependent and demanding, always following you into the woods even when you threw rocks at the stupid ass-eating mongrel?
Oh, no.
When did this pet finally disappear?
Oh, man.
Did a lot of small animals in your neighborhood disappear, especially right after you got that really cool dissecting kit for Christmas?
You've gone to the kids section, haven't you?
Oh, no, I've gone to the...
adolescent section.
Yes, I went past the small child section.
There you go.
Does eating some of anything you make die ensure that some of it, him, she will always be with you?
Oh, God.
I'm just reading it.
I know you are.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yes, sir. It's
disturbing.
Did you have bad acne during adolescence?
Interesting.
Did you have a date for the junior or senior prom? Did the girl you asked to go to the prom laugh and call you pizza face?
God, this is sick.
Did you keep following her home because you knew if only she knew what you what really went on in your mind, she would never say no to you ever, ever again?
Oh, God. Man, disturbing. Wow.
Did you stop following her home after her brothers beat the S out of you and her parents put that stupid restraining order on you?
Man, Rick Rockwell.
Did the voices in your head that tell you to do bad things start about this time? Did you secretly stop taking that medicine because they were putting poison in it? Are the voices happier now that the medicine doesn't interfere?
Oh, man. This is very...
What's that word you like
disturbing.
To use?
Disturbing.
Disturbing and hinky.
Yeah.
Very, very hinky.
I told you.
There it is.
You've heard most of the questions. That's not a... You know something? That's not a quiz. It's a desperate cry for help.
And, let me see. Hold on. Living with mother intolerable. Where's the part?
Mother. Living with mother.
Mm-hmm. It was a
old
part where...
Just coming over for dinner.
What the answers mean. Hold on a second. I mean, the guy really...
I mean, there's a key to the... There's a key.
Total number of yes answers.
Okay.
1 to 5. Normal to borderline dysfunctional personality.
Mm-hmm.
Persons in this category include Hugh Grant, Pee Wee Herman, Mr. Rogers, Bill Clinton... And Michael, kindly old Buzz Elston.
Oh, God. Nice that you're included in there, Buzz.
I'm very proud of that, yes.
5 to 10. Dysfunctional, maladjusted to severe antisocial personality with inability to control episodic violent rage reactions to situations where individual feels out of control with his environment or peers.
I'm frightened.
Persons in this category include Richard Nixon, Adolf Hitler, G. Gordon Liddy, Joan Crawford, Robe Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
Oh.
Wow.
10 to 15. Severely antisocial, violent personality with paranoid tendencies. Some paranoid manifestations culminating in possible type 1 organized serial homicide profile.
Oh, God.
Persons in this category include Ted Bundy, the Boston Strangler, Marge Schatz, Janet Reno, John Wayne Gacy, and Ken Stevens.
Oh, there he is, Ken Stevens.
And then finally, 10 to 20.
Oh, this is scary.
Severely disturbed, overtly violent, homicidal personality to genuine type 2 disorganized serial homicide profile.
Wow.
Incapable of normal human interaction.
Funny, you said Norman.
Norman? Mm-hmm. Requiring extremely close confinement and chemical restraint.
Mm-hmm.
Persons in this category include Jack the Ripper, Richard the Night Stalker Ramirez, and Dennis Five Fingers Murphy.
Oh, wow. Well, it's nice to know you got so many criminals that to surround us on this show.
Just read them, man.
There it is. Very, very disturbing. We want to thank that individual for sending that interesting little paper.
All right, here's a guy who works in a jail. Hey, nice job. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Doug.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just calling to let you know the place that I work at, they sit around and make lists like that every day because they have nothing but time.
Right. Well, that was a pretty, I guess you would agree, that's a pretty creative one there.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot worse that you can't say on the radio.
I bet
you do.
And it scares the crap out of me when I first started there to think of how many people that you don't know on the street are like that.
Now, when you hear that, what does that list tell you when you hear that?
Run.
Obviously, it's a...
Run.
You know, there's a little comedy in there, but what's your impression of that when you hear Don reading that?
He needs help and he's in the right section of that jail.
So that is kind of a...
That's typical.
Okay,
that's typical. All right, hold on. I got a guy who just took the test and says he's going to turn himself in right away.
Phil.
Yes.
Phil?
Phil?
That's my name.
So you you scored highly on that test?
Was that the whole test? Because if there was more, maybe they should come get me now.
Yeah. I left out the questions for when you were a very small child. I found that part of it a little too...
extra disturbing?
Too disturbing to read on the radio.
Very good.
Well, then, I think they should come pick me up now.
Okay, just stay on the line. We'll get your address.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Phil?
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 Wow.
All right, well, hello to all the cons who are listening.
Yeah, nice to know that certain people are behind bars.
And another day, maybe, for the wacky story file, for the one-minute interview.
Absolutely. Let's all just shower off now.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is here to solve the riddle of the tale, Don and Mike.
I think your microphone was on.
I'm aware of that.
Listen, next week on the show... Let me give you a little heads up. Monday, we're going to hear Homo Joe talking to famous gays at the big D.C. gay rock concert tomorrow.
Including K.D. Lang.
Yes, and Ellen and Ann. And Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke will both be out with a tape recording this weekend. We'll hear that. Also on the show next week, hottie, hottie, hottie. Christy Swanson.
Who is Christy Swanson? Enlighten me.
In the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yes.
She was that Buffy.
Oh, yes.
Original. A real POA.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming on the show next week. Also, our friend from Fox at FL Sunday, James Brown, is coming in to hype something. He's in a movie or something.
JB.
So he's coming in. We have a Las Vegas-style show next Wednesday night at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland.
It is going to be a busy week next week.
Sure will be. And we're also going to send Toya out with a tape recorder to a Walmart to interview ugly people.
Very good.
And, oh, yes, and also next week, the return of The Secret Sound.
Oh, I love that game.
All of that coming on next week's show. We still have more rents and more mortgages to get to on today's show, but first... Friday favorite.
The door.
Can I come in?
Open the door.
I'll be glad to.
Just open the door. Wait, I don't know why you're leaning on the doorbell.
Can I come in?
How long does this goddamn thing take to re-queue?
There you go, about 20 seconds.
There we are.
Come on in, Tom.
Hello there. Tom Rogal. Good to see you, Don. How are you doing today?
Tom?
Good to see you. Nice as always. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure to see you, and I know that it's been a rough, rough week for you. What with Elian Gonzalez in the news.
Not to mention Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
You know, you had the big news story yesterday, the press conference. And, well, before we get to that, news headlines for you.
Speaking of, Tom, let's try to do a rent and mortgage right now. How would you like to play, Tom?
I'd like to play as quickly as I can, because that's why I'm here, and I think we should give that way money away post-haste.
Tom, what would the phrase that pays be that you would like people to answer the phone with right now?
All right, the phrase that pays. Answer your phone by saying, Brian Williams uses his fists.
We will pay your rent or mortgage right now.
Heir apparent to Tom Brokaw, Brian Williams, using his fists.
We call you and you say, Brian Williams uses his fists.
Hi, I'm Tom Brokaw. Brian Williams uses his fists. Everybody should be aware of that fact. Somebody will see it. When he comes knocking on my Anchorman door, they'll say, well, you're not getting anywhere now with this photo circulating. Using your fists.
It's a fake photo. It's a funny photo, but it's a
Brian Williams uses his fist.
Congratulations.
See, there's a big money winner.
Come up on the short end of the stick.
Yeah, big money winner. Way to go, yeah.
This is...
Darren Huff.
Darren Huff.
Oh, it's our Sam Huff frame.
He is from Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
Where he listens to us on KFAN Radio. Congratulations, Darren. We will pay your rent or your mortgage for a month. Consider it comped.
Thank you.
How much is it, buddy?
$686.36.
$686.36.
How do you sell Mr. Beagle's worth?
Which puts us now over $5,000 given away already today.
Oh, that's terrific. I'll tell you, that's pin money to NBC.
In rents and mortgages. Darren, thank you, my friend.
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please. And once again, your phrase that pays was?
Brian Williams uses his fist.
Brian Williams uses his fist. And I have I have pictures.
Listen, we will take the first two calls now for low-budget Jeopardy, okay?
Oh, I just hope the stories about the Cuban kid go away.
We will be right there. Guys, station break. And here we go.
Right.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, WEBG. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, WPDC. Wichita, Kansas, KFH. And right here in Washington, D.C., where it's so nice to be number one rated. Thank you again. On WJSK-FM.
Practicing total speaker control. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lovely record you're playing right now. This record.
Who knows what it is?
It's terrific.
I just play the ones whose intros I like. I don't even know what that is.
It's quite soothing. We listen to relaxing music before we do NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
Do you really?
We do every single night. Nice, soothing, relaxing music to get ready for the newscast.
I know who you like.
Yanni?
Because you can pronounce his name, right?
Yanni. And also, I like John Tesh. I pronounce his name, too. Absolutely. Just don't get me to say that lady that sang that song, respect.
Aretha Franklin?
Thanks, show off.
Tom, let's play the game.
Hi there. Tom Brokaw from NBC. This is Over to Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a security integrator. A security integrator. I don't know what a security integrator is.
Systems.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right, show off. All right, quiet, please. From Beechwood, New Jersey, let's say hi to our challenger, Joe Zwest.
It's death like a soldier.
And Joe would be one of the people from New York who gets the fact that we're on time delay, right?
Yes, sir, and that totally bites.
Right.
Totally bites.
Thank you.
Totally bites. Now entering the studio is our returning Ovechkin Jeopardy champion. This individual's total is $45. A student from Rockville. Let's say hi to Heather Rogers.
Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hey, baby. Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has this changed your life?
Oh, tremendously. I can't even begin to describe it.
That's wonderful, Heather. An hour in the studio is the host of Ovechkin Jeopardy. Let's say hi. And Joel and Heather, don't screw with old Q. Say hi to Extrovert Geronimo.
Thank you, Tom. And hello, Heather. Hello, Joe. Kids,
hello.
Don't forget answering the form of a question. I do live with my mom wearing clip-on tie soup. I'm Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game that is El Cutler and Quizmaster, and always call him
Tom Brokaw. TB, just like the disease.
With a fake porno.
That's good. Fake porno, not a chance. Real photographs, and they'll be mighty embarrassing when they come out in public.
Is that the category?
Here are the categories. No, that's not a category, embarrassing porno. Here's the categories. They are X marks the spot.
Sounds like you could get a little hinky.
All about cars.
I like cars. I collect cars because I have lots of money.
Scatological spelling bee.
Ugh.
Well, spelling bee.
New on home video.
I like videos. I like lots of videos. I have some videos, too.
States and capitals.
Hidden camera stuff. Hidden camera stuff would be mighty embarrassing to a number of TV news personalities.
You got anything about that old Leatherface, Andrea Mitchell?
I certainly do. I have shots of Andrea Mitchell and Alan Greenspan. It will curl your hair. I don't mind telling you. More to come.
I zero your categories again. X marks the spot.
Triple X, hopefully.
All about cars.
I like that.
Scatological spelling bee.
That gives me pleasure.
New on home video. States and capitals. Heather, you are a girl. We do like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
I'll take new on home video for $1, please.
Beautiful. Stars Kevin Spacey.
What is American Beauty?
That's right.
$1 for the pretty little girl.
I'll take new on home video for $2, please.
Stars Tim Allen.
What?
I'm sorry, Heather. Joe, it's your chance to seal.
Oy vey. Who was it?
Sorry, Joe, not enough time.
Galaxy Quest.
Okay, now back to Pretty Little Girl Heather. Go
I'll
again.
I'll take new on home video for $3.
Stars Molly Shannon.
What is Superstar?
Well, she knew that one, though. Yeah, Superstar, that's correct.
Right, congratulations. $3 for you, Heather. Select again, please.
I'll take states and caps for one, please.
Beautiful. It is the capital of the great state of Nevada.
What is Reno?
No. I'm sorry, Heller. Joel, yes, chance to steal.
Vegas.
Not even in the form of a question, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
No. Carson City. Heller.
I'll take states and caps for two, please.
Capital of California.
What is Fresno?
What is San...
All right. Heather, you're wrong, and Joe, you have to wait until she gets it wrong.
And now, okay. Joe, here's your opportunity, talky chatty Joe, to steal.
Sorry about that. What is the state capital of California? What is Fresno?
Fresno.
Yeah, right next
to Bakersfield.
Fresno. No, Sacramento.
Sacramento. Wait,
I knew it ended with an O.
You guys are extraordinarily popular in Sacramento.
We have number one ratings there.
Kudos from Tom Brokaw. Heather, you're in control.
I'll take states and caps for three, please.
This might be the first time that they've not gotten any right. Minnesota.
What is Duluth?
No, Heather. Very, very bad in geography class. Joe, your chance to steal.
Minnesota, what is...
Goose egg for the category.
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Minneapolis, St. Paul. But St. Paul specifically.
St. Paul is the capital of Minnesota.
I know my map. I have to point to it often. All right, Heather, you're in control.
I'll take All About Cars for one.
Beautiful.
Pretty girl.
Heather, in America last year, this was the most popular color for a new car.
What is red?
No. Just your chance to steal.
What is black?
Oh, I think I know this one.
Yes, Tommy?
What is canary yellow?
No, I know. On your car, it is.
All of my limousines.
But no, it's green.
Green. Oh,
green.
That's no fun at all. Heather, you're in control.
I'll take All About Cars for two, please.
This is the most popular European brand of car purchased in America last year. Remember, European means no Japanese.
What is Volvo?
No.
Sorry, Heather. Joe, your chance to steal.
What is Volkswagen?
That's right, Joe.
All right. $2 for you, Joe. You're finally on the board. You will be going to the second round of Old Budget Jeopardy. And now select sixth again.
Okay, what? All About Cars.
According to J.D. Powers, this car had the most problems in 1999.
What is Ford?
No. Heather, your chance to steal and get the categories back. Get control back of the board.
What is... Hyundai?
No.
Just a step up, though. Or down. Kia. Kia.
All right, Joe, you're in control.
X marks the spot.
For what, Joe?
For $1.
For one. Good. Famous sci-fi TV show.
TV show. X-Files.
Joe, that was not in the form of a question.
A good an opportunity for Heather.
What is X-Files?
$1 for you, Heather.
Godin.
Godin. I got a code in my nose.
I'll take
we will not be undersold.
Heather, go again, please.
X marks the spot for $2, please.
This comic book is being made into a major motion picture.
What is X-Men?
That's right.
$2 for you, Heather. Select again, please.
I'll take X marks the spot for three.
Again.
Hollywood ripoff show, kind of like Entertainment Tonight.
What is Extra?
That's right.
Extra. $3 for you, Heather, and you're still in control of Borden. You're having a fine game, really pounding the crap out of Joe here.
I'll take Spelling Bee for $1, please.
The scatological Spelling Bee.
Yeah, crazy.
The word is feces.
What is F-E-C-E-S?
You know your feces. That's right, Heather.
Good job, Heather. Select again, please.
I'll take Spelling Bee for two.
Crapola.
What is C-R-A-P-O-L-A?
Yes, now we're in her wheelhouse.
$2 for Heather. Select again, please. Very good game going so far.
I'll take Spelling Bee for three.
Bowel movement.
What is B-O-W-E-L-M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T?
Well, see, if all the questions were about crap, she would have really killed you, Joe.
She ran the category. Is that the end of the first round?
That's it, Tom.
That means we're going to the second round on Old Budget Jeopardy, and it's been a very exciting game on NBC Nightly News.
So they both made it, right?
They both made it. Joe finally got a $2 question correctly, and that means he's going to go on to the big old final round.
Okay, guys, hold on a second, please. Hold on a second.
My lips hurt.
What do you want, some chapstick or something?
No, they just hurt all the time. They're very sore. for controlling my speech patterns all the time.
Who is that? Let me ask you one thing before we go to break.
Sure, go ahead, Don.
You got any pictures of who's that fat babe? She's not a babe. She's fat, though. NBC, is it Ann?
Compton.
No, she's ABC. Is it ABC. Ann Myers? Who's a fat girl? She's on the Today Show all the time.
Candy Crowley?
No, that's CNN.
Candy Crowley.
Who is that fat
big
girl?
I don't know.
Who is that fat girl?
Candy Crowley. Don't diss her.
Why?
Pretty girl.
Candy Crowley?
Sure.
She's not. She's a pig.
Hey, one man's trash, another man's treasure, my friend.
I don't. No, it might be Ann Meyer. I don't know the girl's name.
Jody Applegate.
No, not Jody Apple. She's big and fat, and she's on the Today Show all the time.
Hey, Elizabeth Vargas.
No, you got pictures of Elizabeth Vargas?
I'm not telling. That's a broken secret for me to you.
All right.
You know the news game, don't you, Buzz?
Yes.
Kind of boy.
Okay. Time out.
You
know, I bet somebody knows the name.
Very
hold
good.
Hold on a second. Do you know the name of the girl I'm talking about?
Lisa Myers.
Lisa Myers.
Lisa Myers.
Thank you.
I have her poster.
You're welcome.
I have her poster.
You have her poster.
Big poster, full length, body shot. Brokaw vision.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, we will be right back.
Continuing to broadcast under the Limewan regime, the Don and Mike Show.
Because I'm now no more than a simple whore. Yes, let me mention that. This last segment of Buzz News and Comment is brought to you by Rydex Series Trust. For more information or employment opportunities, call 1-800-820-0888 or check their website at www.rydexfunds.com.
Good.
Now again, here's Michael Birdley.
Thanks. Last of all, Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Hage told a gay group in Vermont that they would get married in that state if and when same-sex unions were legalized.
You know, I know it wasn't anything that was formalized, but we got in touch with the management from Ellen through the radio station in Vermont, WEAV, and kind of have a working relationship to go up to Vermont and broadcast their wedding from the state step capitals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Capital of the state steps.
State step capitals.
The capital steps. Capital steps.
Hello, Mr. President. That's a singing group here in the nation's capital.
Yeah, right, I'm sorry.
We love you. Hey, Al Gore, what are you doing today? Hey, wow. Huh? Well, as you may have heard, Vermont's governor signed that into law this week, but now a spokeswoman for Anne and Ellen says she has no comment on whether the couple will make good on their promise. She points out that they are California residents and would have to be Vermont residents to take advantage of the new law. The couple will be in Washington this weekend for the big March for Gay Rights.
I'm a lesbian.
And Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke have received their VIP passes.
Very good.
And they will be covering the event for the Don and Mike Show, and you will hear their tapes on Monday's episode.
That will be exciting. Excellent. There will be maybe a third of a million people expected Sunday for the Millennium March for Equality here in Washington. That includes the Equality Rocks concert featuring George Michael, Melissa Etheridge, Garth Brooks, Chaka Khan, and the Pet Shop Boys.
The return of the Pet Shop Boys. Rob, don't we have a Pet Shop Boys endorsement tape?
I
bet we do.
You used to.
Rush and find it, because I think they say it was so boring.
So boring, the Pet Shop Boys.
This is the Pet Shop Boys. We don't listen to Don and Mike because they're so boring.
Very boring. He's got it. He's got it.
Got it?
There it is.
Dusty.
Yeah. Hasn't been played in like 6 years.
Hi, this is Neil Tennant.
I'm Chris Lowe with the Pet Shop Boys.
And we never listen to John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's so boring.
They screwed up both of our names.
That's right. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Because it's so boring.
Neil Tennant. I'm Chris Lowe with the Pet Shop Boys. And we never listen to John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's so boring.
Thank you, lads.
There'll also be a same-sex wedding demonstration at the Lincoln Memorial. And Monday, a lot of the participants will then move on to Philadelphia for a week-long Pride Fest America. There.
Boy, it's going to be very happy and gay.
Busy week. Kevin Spacey says he has no plans to play Inspector Clouseau. Earlier this week, an executive at MGM said...
I'm glad he was listening.
Right, I must have heard you. MGM said Spacey was... in talks for the lead role in a new Pink Panther movie.
If he took that role on, he would have gotten the foghorn. That is for sure.
For sure would have.
He would have been hitting the wall on that one.
Keep that handy. Spacey tells Reuters he's never even been offered the role. He also says, quote, I'm not doing it. But Spacey says he did have a couple of conversations about the part, and he says he might change his mind in 6 months.
Spacey's newest movie, Big Kahuna, opens today in a few big cities.
Big Kahuna.
Kahuna.
The best cliffhangers in television aren't actually on television. They involve the actors who play on Friends and The X-Files.
You know, that reminds me. Last night, we taped Friends because my wife was taking me to get my eyes done.
Bruce Willis.
How was he? Was it any good?
I didn't see it.
I watched it.
What, was it good, Rob?
I didn't think it was that good. I thought it was lame.
Thought it was lame. Well, we're going to watch it this weekend.
8 o'clock is bedtime in my household.
Oh, for the little ones?
Terrible twos, you know, just having a little adjustment period.
Right. Well, that's why God invented the closet, Mike.
Yeah, I forgot I didn't take out your parenting manual.
Well, if these problems with these actors on Friends and The X-Files aren't resolved very quickly, both shows could end very quickly.
Well, hasn't The X-Files really run out of steam anyway?
That's debatable. It's hard to tell whether the people involved are really tired of doing it or if they're just holding out for more money. NBC and Fox are both facing deadlines right now for their most important shows.
I know this, that Friends still gets fantastic ratings, and The X-Files gets beat like by Touched by an Angel or the Hallmark Movie of the Week. Or
yeah,
whatever.
How many times can you say Mulder and Scully?
Yeah, whatever crap they put on against it.
Actually, the numbers for Friends have tapered off in this sixth season. They had already begun to taper off for The X-Files, but
Friends is a smash show.
Yes,
Friends
of course.
Is like the only show left that I know people make it home on
right.
time to watch that show when it's got new episodes.
No question.
And the numbers with Bruce Willis will probably be through the roof, I would think.
It's still a very important show to NBC's Thursday night lineup, but the fact of the matter remains the numbers have tapered off a bit in this sixth season.
It's no Ally McBeal, I'll tell you that.
No, but then what is? The X-Files.
Have you seen the Ally McBeal calendar in his newsroom?
No.
Yeah, see, when I tape like a Redskins thing for one of those Redskins shows I do,
right.
I have to go in Buzz's room because
right.
that's like got the best microphone in the building.
He's got an Ally McBeal calendar?
Yeah, and he's got it hidden where we can't see it. It's right to his right over there.
Right here. You know, I saw a picture of her in Us magazine, and remember when she was putting a little meat on her bones?
Right.
That certainly ended. Have
yes.
you seen her recently?
Yes, very skinny.
Oh, my
Way
God.
Way too skinny.
Way too dangerous skinny.
The calendar was a gift from Bart. I could throw it away if you want me to.
Okay, touche.
Okay.
Touche.
At any rate, the ratings have tapered off. Friends still a vital part of the Thursday night lineup. X-Files about the only decently performing drama left on Fox. The stars of both shows won't...
The X-Files has hit the wall.
What more money to keep going? And they're angry that they're not getting what they say they're worth when you consider the syndicated reruns of their shows. The Friends get $125,000 an episode. They want $800,000. David Duchovny's actually suing his network for better royalties on the reruns.
One more, Buzzy.
A humor magazine founded by comedian Chris Rock debuted today at Howard University in Washington.
All right.
The Ill Top Journal is a free, 23-page glossy, full-color magazine.
It's featured the top salad man.
It's the first comedic publication from students at an historically black college. Rock says he created the magazine to encourage more African-Americans to get into comedy writing.
All right.
Well, that's good.
You should get a copy of that.
I'd like to see that.
Have somebody bring that over here. I'd love to read that. Peruse that over the weekend.
You know, if it's anything like Chris Rock's comedy, it'll be funny.
Toe tapping, touch tones right there. One more caller, 100. Last chance of the week to be assertive.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you are the 100th caller when you call in to win right now. Toll free for you, 1-877-365-3636.
They're smart. They're funny. They're just not quite as handsome as Mikey Rocket.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Love is like a rock.
Is like a rock. Listening to a Roy Hill loop.
Shut up. We hit the wall. Buzz.
Yes, in sports. The Washington Redskins may have the highest paid rookies in the league this season, according to USA Today. The paper says the nearly $6 million rookie payroll appears to be the highest of the 31 teams.
I better win.
Yeah. The Cleveland Browns have the second biggest allotment for rookies.
I don't win soon. We're going to be in big trouble. It's a realtor time.
We might get to play this Dave again.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
I remember how pissed he got when he finally found out we were playing that when we had him on the show.
That is not funny.
Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford is hospitalized in Florida for cancer. He won't say what kind. The 71-year-old former Yankee had surgery for cancer 5 years ago that was apparently successful at the time.
Yeah, the white kind.
Ford holds the World Series records of 10 career victories and 33 consecutive shutout innings.
Whitey.
He missed spring training this year for the first time in 49 years.
Wow.
That Whitey Ford.
Hey, Whitey.
The Philadelphia 76ers host the Charlotte Hornets tonight. The Sixers have won the first two games in the first round so far. The ball that Wilt Chamberlain used to score a record 100 points in an NBA game sold at auction today for $552,000.
Whoa!
The kid who stole the ball 38 years ago and the guy who bought it are both off the hook legally. The statute of limitations ran out 15 years ago.
You know,
stole the ball.
You know, I find no problem with the kid selling it, but I would like to talk to the idiot that spent $500,000 for it.
That's right. Really, that's astronomical, even in the sports memorabilia game. It really is.
It is huge. It was young Kerry Ryman who stole the ball after congratulating Chamberlain. He then jumped a fence and outran an arena security guard to get away with his prize. Chamberlain, who died last fall, told a security guard, let the kid keep the ball. The most valuable basketball, however, is said to be the one Michael Jordan used one last time before retiring. That ball is supposedly worth $1 million.
Yes, MB.
Those two balls together are really special.
Yeah. That's like $1.5 million for two balls.
Very expensive balls.
Big balls. Big, big, big bouncy balls.
Oh, yeah. Big, big men using big balls.
Finally, the school board in Largo, Florida is talking about banning visible underwear. Lately, girls have been exposing their bra straps just as much as the boys have displayed the tops of their boxer shorts above their jeans.
That's okay with me.
The school board wants this to stop, along with the sports bras worn on the outside.
This little girl had knocker.
I don't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers say the fashion trend is too distracting for school. One school board official says the best way to stop the trend would be for adults to start displaying their underwear.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you, Buzz.
Mr. Ham.
What's up? Don.
Another moment too soon.
Oh, man, we got to catch the next show.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
We got to go.
Have a great weekend. Hey, Washington, D.C., again, thank you for those great number one ratings. We never forget it. Have a great one and a safe one. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Back Monday with the all-new episode.
All right.
We will see you then. Final total today.
Yep.
$5,837 given away.
Ken Stevens is going to have a bad weekend.
That's a big free money show. Thank you to everybody. Return to the Secret Sound on Monday.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am Color 100.
Well, was that a question?
No, I am Color 100.
All right. Okay. Let it slide. It's Friday.
Good night.
Don't forget, next week on the show, Christy Swanson, JB, James Brown's coming in.
Excellent.
And a Vegas-style show next Wednesday night at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland.
Good night.
That will include Dennis Murphy crapping in his pants.
Crap your pants.
What's your name?
David.
Dave, where are you from?
D.C.
Dave, you've won the 6 cents prize pack. Order the 6 cents tonight from Cox Cable in demand. But wait, there's more. You've also won a pair of tickets to see Rent at the National Theater opening night, May 9. Get tickets by calling 800-447-7400. And that's where the cornucopia of gifts ends.
Yay.
Okay, yay. Thank you.
Very enthusiastic response.
We will see you Monday with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Sydney.
Donald R.
Throw your beret in the air. Just like Sid. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Bingo.
There you go. There you go. Very nice. Very, very nice, Harriet.
Goodbye,
we will see you Monday.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again.